News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Powerful winter storms that pounded the South over the weekend have left at least 10 people dead. 9 of the fatalities in Kentucky devastated by severe flooding. Governor Andy Beshear warns of more bad weather on the way.
Tuesday night into Wednesday night, we're going to have another round of snow that is going to dump at least an inch and maybe up to 6 to 8 inches on parts of Kentucky. That will cause significant disruption and closures, especially depending on where we are in dealing with this flood at that point.
The Rockies and the Northern Plains bracing for a polar vortex expected to usher in life-threatening cold, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in northeastern Montana predicted to dip as low as 45 below zero. High-level U.S. and Russian officials are preparing to lay the groundwork for talks in Saudi Arabia, talks aimed at ending the war in Ukraine.
The U.S. delegation includes Secretary of State Rubio, Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. The upcoming talks are meant to precede a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Ukrainian leaders have said they were not invited to the meeting. They and officials in other European countries have publicly expressed frustration that U.S. officials are excluding them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the Kremlin says the Russia-U.S. talks will take place tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, European leaders gathering today in Paris. It's an emergency meeting concerning the Trump administration's Ukraine initiative. Trump administration efforts to cut the size and cost of government have resulted in thousands of federal workers being fired, more layoffs expected. West Texas dealing with the largest measles outbreak in close to 30 years. 48 confirmed cases so far, most among children and teens. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Very.
Good Monday morning, 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
First off, it's President's Day, so it should be a little bit lighter than usual today, but we had a number of problems left over from overnight. First off, just in general, a number of trees down, wires down, debris on different roadways. Most of the roadways are open, the major highways. A lot of these roadways do have trees and wires down. We need to be prepared for that. Had a wreck, White Marsh Boulevard at Bel Air Road. There's a tree on a vehicle in that wreck, so watch for Baltimore County there. They're directing traffic through. I think that's westbound. About a half an hour ago, we had a wreck leaving the city on the BW Parkway southbound near the city-county line, and there's been some road blockage in that area. Out in the far western part of the state, Interstate 81 at the West Virginia line right now is closed. They had a little burst of snow, and the roadway got icy, and they're saying a lot of vehicles are just sitting there, can't go anywhere. So both sides of Interstate 81 closed, West Virginia line, 257-mile marker. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of winter easing up. These temperatures are cold, not just today, but all week long. Partly cloudy, breezy, 39 today. Tomorrow, 32. We have some light snow Wednesday, 28 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 29 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area downed trees and power lines yesterday. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it is a labor and time-intensive process because removing tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Utility customers who are experiencing a power outage and those who need to report downed wires can do so online or by using the BGE mobile app. BGE says anyone who comes across a downed power line should leave the area and call 911 immediately. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has issued an update on the high winds that have downed trees and power lines across the city. Mayor says city government, the Office of Emergency Management, and Baltimore 311 have been closely monitoring the situation, and the Recreation and Parks Forestry Division has internal and external crews mobilized to assess and respond to service requests. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that claimed two lives over the weekend. At around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, police responded to the 6100 block of Plantview Way, where they found the victim dead at the scene. No further information on the victim's age or identity. Just before 9 o'clock Saturday night, officers called to the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue, where they found a 41-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. That victim was taken to the hospital, where he later died. And Maryland State Police looking for the driver who struck a trooper's vehicle and fled the scene. Incident happened around 1:30 Sunday morning. The trooper was assisting a motorist on the right side of Baltimore's Beltway near Windsor Mill. Trooper was not in the cruiser, which had its emergency lights on. Suspect's vehicle described as a dark-colored 2013 to 2017 Honda Odyssey with a small sticker on the left bottom rear window. 6:06 coming up next, Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, according to further reporting by the Baltimore Banner, seven more massage therapists have come forward to allege that Justin Tucker behaved inappropriately at massage therapy sessions, bringing the number now to 16 total. In the Deshaun Watson case, more than 20 massage therapists made similar allegations. Attorneys for Tucker, who were asked about these latest allegations, provided no comment. Multiple rain delays paused the race for several hours, but under the lights last night, there was a repeat champion at the Daytona 500. William Byron won the Great American Race for a second straight year, the fifth racer to do that, adding to the 27-year-old's already impressive resume.
It's just going to continue to set in. You know, it's honestly, this is a monumental win for us, and you know, my family's here, which is awesome. This might be my sister's first time at a cup win, so pretty crazy just for it to all come together like it has.
If you saw it, a crash in the final lap allowed Byron to move from outside the top five and into the lead. Tyler Reddick finished second, while two-time winner Jimmy Johnson had a surprise third-place finish. Maryland basketball took to the floor last night in College Park.
Inside five, three.
Bryce already has eight. He gives it up. There's Gillespie.
Call on BTN, Jacoby Gillespie with a hot hand, 11 for 14 from the field. The Terps overwhelmed the Hawkeyes in the second half on their way to a 101-75 rout of Iowa. Coming up at 6:35, the Maryland men and USA Hockey make a statement. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising fundraising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, February 17th, 2025. President's Day. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the show here this hour, top five presidents that, in our humble opinion. Bruce and I will weigh in on that. Get your thoughts as well. Jamie Dimon is telling his workers, hey, you got to get back to work. Whether you like it or not. And, of course, our top story here today is on Saturday at 12 o'clock, the Hamas hostage deadline passed. And something is inherently wrong here when we get three hostages and they get 369 prisoners released. Yeah. Three for 369 is not an equitable and fair trade. Of course, they had. We have got much more Palestinian political prisoners in Israel than we do hostages. But to by my count, Bruce, 75 hostages are still unaccounted for.
Yeah, it's a fair number.
Now we don't know.
So when will the gates of hell open?
Yeah. So exactly. And well, let's talk about that. Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu referenced that and the shared strategy that he and President Trump are working on over the weekend.
We have a common strategy. And we can't always share the details of this strategy with the public, including when the gates of hell will be opened, as they surely will, if all our hostages are not released.
Notice he said when and not if.
Yeah.
When the gates of hell will open. And there at the very same podium, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, again, supported that argument and said Hamas must go.
As long as it stands as a force that can govern or as a force that can administer or as a force that can threaten by use of violence, peace becomes impossible. They must be eliminated. It must be eradicated.
Yeah. Peace becomes impossible if Hamas is not eradicated and not eliminated. Of course, Bibi has said that Trump is Israel's greatest ally. And again, we have got, I think what they're trying to do here is they're trying to buy time to try to get as many hostages out. If there are any remaining that are alive, I don't know that for a fact. All 75 could be dead. But the fact is that we're releasing 369, or Israel is, and we get three back. There's something inherently wrong with that.
Math doesn't work.
And so, again, Trump said that, all hell will break loose. Again, after the deadline, even before the deadline, we now have Bibi saying when the gates of hell will open, and Rubio saying that Hamas will be eliminated. Now they're on the same page with Iran not getting a nuke as well. So I don't know when. They have a strategy. They know when. But it's coming. It is coming. And I think the only reason why they don't attack sooner is if there's any hope at all that any of these hostages are still alive.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Following his successful weekend, actually getting a little white ball into the cup. I think he was, 18 holes. He got a 19, which is not bad. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Only 81 times this time, so not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, it's okay. I'm watching Baltimore County Fire just coming on the ramp from Liberty Road to the outer loop of the Beltway. There's a report of a wreck, and the initial report said between I-70 and Security Boulevard. So here comes the fire truck down south of Windsor Mill Road. I have still not seen the wreck at this point, but they're coming down into that area right now. So right around I-70, Security Boulevard, keep an eye out, and we'll let you know on that. The wreck early this morning, about 5:30, was on the BW Parkway southbound at the city-county line. That is now on the shoulder. A tree is down. Tree was actually down on a vehicle westbound White Marsh Boulevard at Bel Air Road. They have closed White Marsh Boulevard there. You'll detour onto Bel Air Road. You can go north, you can go south, and you'll have several options from there. But that's a situation from overnight. All the winds yesterday, a lot of trees down, wires, debris all over the place, and even some ice this morning. And apparently there's a big problem on Interstate 81 at the West Virginia line at the 257. And they're saying these tractor trailers with this little bit of ice on the highway having a hard time through there. So both sides of the roadway affected, and for right now, it's a stoppage in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy, still breezy and cold today, 39. And that'll be the high in temps, down in the upper teens, low 20s tonight. It gets even colder tomorrow, sunny, 32. Maybe some light snow possible Wednesday with a high of 28. That's where we are right now, 28 in Columbia, and very windy, 28 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. MAGA influencer Ashley St. Clair announced she has a five-month-old child who was fathered by Elon Musk. This makes 13 children with four different women for Elon. You think with all the children that Elon has fathered, you'd think by now Tesla would have a minivan.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's next. Put him in a Cybertruck. There's plenty of room in the back.
He had no response to the initial. See what happened there? These Muskophiles, whatever you want to call them, they are big Elon Musk fans, and they were going to out her and her baby. Okay? So she decided to get ahead of it. She posted on X. No response from Elon, except yesterday, I think it was late last night, he had WOA. That was his one-word response.
WOA?
WOA.
Spell that, please.
W-H-O-A.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
The A is silent.
Yeah, well, not in Elon Musk land.
Not, sorry.
Okay.
Whoa. I have a quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
A wreck just occurred. Outer loop, Bel Air Road. Only the right lane is getting by.
Ooh.
What the hell's going on?
It has begun. Yeah, it's windy. Soaring prices, questionable health benefits, sales of orange juice are way down. Some experts say that the former breakfast staple may never come back from this.
Wow.
Nothing goes better with eggs you can't afford than OJ you can't afford. Did you see they're now selling Lucy's at some grocery markets?
Really?
One egg. You want to buy an egg or two eggs? Yeah. You don't have to buy. You can't afford a dozen. You can buy two eggs. Well, all right.
Hey, talk about that, by the way. Valentine's Day was great. Yeah. I got my wife a dozen.
Oh,
eggs.
You did?
Eggs.
Okay.
The brown ones, organic.
To go with your brick oven pizza?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was great. I mean, I didn't get your flowers, honey. I got you a dozen eggs. I say, and then actually the appraiser is going to come around to see if we have enough home equity to cover the cost.
That's right. Captain America Brave New World weekend's top draw at the box office. It's actually DEI Captain America. It's apparently a Marvel dud. Comedian Bill Burr. I don't know if you heard of him or not.
Yeah.
He's catching heat for saying on his podcast that billionaires should be killed.
Oh, swell.
But he forgot 7 out of the 10 top billionaires are Democrats. So, who knows? New study by Wallet Hub lists which states spend the most on groceries. And Mississippi spends the most.
Really?
Yeah, spending the least, New Jersey. But they recovered after they found out they spent the most on hairspray in Jersey. It's President Day, celebrating the great men throughout history who occupied the White House. Joe Biden was the first.
He's on the list.
He was the first remote work-at-home president.
Yes.
Kind of goes with the times.
Wasn't I reading he had 500 vacation days? 517 or something like that.
It was something like it was. Yeah. It was
almost half.
Yeah, almost half of his entire president was spent.
What the hell is that?
On the, and it shows. And then we have the hardest working president in history. We'll do our top five presidents here at the end of the hour. But the hardest working president I have ever seen in my lifetime is Donald Trump.
Sure.
And 29 days in, man, the guy just keeps going. He was at Daytona yesterday. Did you watch the race?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Saw some of it. So.
Yeah.
Went on all night.
I think Denny Hamlin got screwed. He was
but that's not our business.
In position of Joe Gibbs Racing, he was in position to make a move, and then he took him out. Somebody hit him. Big crash on that on that final lap.
By the way, when they do the best presidents with the best basements, Joe is just off the top.
Okay? Yes, he's best basement president of all time. But how about that fight between the Canadians and the Americans at the Four Nations Hockey Tournament? This is what it sounded like after Canadians booed our national anthem.
And the gloves are off. Hagel from Tampa Bay, Tkachuk from Florida did not see this coming. Both sides said they hoped it wouldn't happen tonight. It did. It's helped set the tone. Charlie McAvoy put one on net. Now we're 9 seconds in. We had a fight 2 seconds in, another one 1 second later. Now in the center of the action, it's Colton Parayko and JT Miller.
This is like 1996 when this building opened up with the World Cup.
So after weeks and weeks of Canadians booing the national anthem because of, you know, President Trump had mentioned the 51st state, whatever, trolling Justin Trudeau, who's been a horrible leader, they started booing at the Four Nations big game against Canada the other night, and Americans, the Tkachuk brothers, said, that's it. They dropped the gloves as soon as the puck dropped, and I think we won 2 out of 3 bouts. We'll talk about that more coming up at the. But it could happen all over again. Canada plays Finland tonight. We play Sweden, and of course, it looks like we're going to play Canada again, maybe Thursday in Boston this time, not in Canada. So you got to stand up for your country, man.
Sure. If they're going to do that, you got to.
People were saying, should we boo the Canadian anthem? No. Don't boo the Canadian anthem. That has nothing to do with Canadian people. You know, I'm not going to boo the Canadian anthem just because it's immaterial. Doesn't matter to me.
And just remember, Trump probably heard that and said, okay, well, we'll figure out what else to do to them.
Yeah. So it's like, it was quite a weekend. Did you see him at the Daytona 500 with his granddaughter?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a great
time. He was having a good time.
Yeah, he was having a great time.
You know, and then unfortunately, as I was saying, I knew this cold front was coming with this rain, and I kept saying, why don't they start the race? Why don't they start the race? Well, they started the damn race and went 6 laps and stopped.
Yeah, they had a delay.
So. Yeah. Then they had another delay. It rained again.
Right. Well, that's what happens at the Daytona 500.
But if you know it's coming, you can see the front. The front was in Tallahassee at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you know it's there, why don't you just get everybody against it? Let's start it now.
Right.
Because TV.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah,
that's
why.
It's a money grab. Yeah. I know that.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:22, 22 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention, all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
6:23 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, first off, the wreck reported on the Beltway near I-70. They didn't find anything, so they've left the scene there. The wreck on the northeast side here at Bel Air Road is only allowing the right lane to get by. So if you're coming over from I-95, and you're working your way towards Hartford Road. Right when you get to Bel Air Road, single lane to the right, and that's it. The ramp to Bel Air Road southbound is also open. But we thought, you know, it's going to be President's Day today. How much is going to happen? It's happening everywhere. So not too far from that, a tree fell on a vehicle, and a lot of activity. Westbound White Marsh Boulevard is closed at Bel Air Road, so they're sending traffic up Bel Air Road north and southbound down to the Beltway to get around that area, so we'll keep an eye on that. The wreck on the BW Parkway leaving the city on the shoulder near the city-county line, and a lot of problems with ice, tractor-trailers having problems, Interstate 81 with delays at the West Virginia line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
The WCBN Weather Channel forecast, a partly cloudy, breezy, and cold day today. 39 into the, around 20 for the low tonight. Sunny and 32 tomorrow. So, added the winds, I'll tell you, the gusty winds that we've had over the last, 12 hours. It's windy and 30 in Annapolis, 30 in Baltimore City. I was coming home last night from my granddaughter's one-year-old birthday party. So Maeve turns one, and she got scared a little bit when there was...
some wind, man.
But coming along on 70 was a massive tree down right past the Columbia exit. Mm-hmm. So the traffic was all backed up on 70. And then I turn into my neighborhood to get home, and I make the left-hand turn. There's a Baltimore County police officer there trying to clear a down pine tree branch. It was a massive, big branch. And so I got out of my car, helped him push it at least to the side and get some of the big branches off. He said they were flooded, inundated with calls last night. Down power lines, down to trees, blocking roads and things of that nature. So those winds were really, really strong.
Yeah, well, by the way, your arrow was turning left. That was the tactical arrow.
Yes. You know, I couldn't turn right and I couldn't go straight. It was one of those. That was the only way I could go. Otherwise, I'd have to turn around and go back another way.
That's the rot in the American culture right there, folks.
Yeah.
Sean Casey turning left. I see.
Yeah.
We had a tree. I don't know whose property it was on. We were kind of in a wooded area, as you know. But boy, last night around 9:30, there was some big tree came down because it made a hell of a noise.
Yeah, those ones are pretty strong. Yeah, I don't know what the top speeds were, but it seems to me it was like 60, 70 miles an hour at some point. But they were
to see the bend in the trees. That was kind of fascinating to see the wind blow. It's not that the trees kind of all leaned over; they bent.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of give in the tree at that height. I mean, you're looking at a 70 or 80 foot tall tree bending like the bow for bow and arrow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And if the roots are deep enough, then they don't come out. But unfortunately, a lot of those trees, if it's the wet or the ground has been soft, which it has been based on some rain and snow, then you're going to get this. And I think it was 115,000. They still are without power right now, according to BGE. So that's a mess. Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Hope everyone have a meaningful President's Day holiday observance today. You were talking about the 75 hostages to the left. I mean, after we had recently, three of the hostages came out looking like they came out of a death camp up in Europe after World War II, looking so emaciated. I seriously doubt, unfortunately, I'm still dominating, of course, but if any of them, 75, are still alive at this point, the way they were treated and so forth. What do you think about that?
I think your concerns are warranted. Mm-hmm. I think looking at the release of several of the hostages, even President Trump talked about they looked like Holocaust survivors when they were released last week. And this idea that they're trickling out hostages, and Hamas knows what it's doing. They're getting their 369 for three hostages. And they've been given a deadline. All the hostages are not out, and that deadline was Saturday at noon. So I do believe that President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, are going to deliver the message and perhaps a final blow to Hamas. Because, you know, again, that's the only thing that's keeping them, I think, from some kind of massive strike is the hope, the glimmer of hope that there would be the hostages still alive. Mark, let me ask you this. What do you think should be done if none of these hostages are alive and Hamas has been playing games now for months?
Well, I want to know exactly. They negotiated. There were two countries involved in this negotiation, Qatar and another country and all of that. What were they thinking when they were doing the negotiation in the first place? for our first set. Did they really realize that who they're dealing with, the enemy, is just really savagely like the Nazi Muslimo or anything like that? What were they thinking?
No, I don't trust Qatar as far as I can throw him, number one. So I think, and I know Trump says some nice things that he has to in order to get these ceasefire negotiations going. But again, for most of the rest of that, Qatar has been a home to some of the Hamas exiles for a long, long time. Yeah. Mark, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Jamie Dimon has a message to his workers.
Yeah, and there's folks, by the way, living in Qatar, living in luxury, supported by Qatar. Hey, listen, now, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has really changed. Boy, the weather this past weekend was brutal. And now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area downed trees and power lines yesterday. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it is a labor and time-intensive process because removing the tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Brandon Scott has issued an update on the high winds that have downed trees and power lines across Baltimore City. Mayor says the city government, Office of Emergency Management, and Baltimore 311 have been closely monitoring the situation, and that Recreation and Parks Forestry Division has internal and external crews mobilized to assess and respond to service requests. Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that happened this past weekend claimed two lives. Around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, police responded to the 6100 block of Plantview Way, where they found the victim dead at the scene. No further information on the victim's age or identity. Just before 9 o'clock Saturday night, officers called to the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue. They found a 41-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital, where he later died. Maryland State Police looking for the driver who struck a trooper's vehicle and fled the scene. Accident happened at around 1:30 Sunday morning as a trooper was assisting a motorist on the right side of the Beltway near Windsor Mill. The vehicle is described as a dark-colored 2013 to 2017 Honda Odyssey with a small sticker on the left bottom rear window. And seven more massage therapists are now accusing Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior. 6:31 on WCBM, almost 6:32. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 lottery, 013, pick 4. 3956, and now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway Northeast side at Bel Air Road is pretty much now in the median, though they haven't officially let the traffic go by in the left-hand lane. Looks like they're just about to do that, but you might want to stay over just in case. First responders are still there, and it's a little bit of a tight squeeze in the median, and there is a backup as you're going by the scene. After that, you're good over towards Hartford Road and Epiring Parkway, but they are now letting three lanes by at the scene. The west side outer loop now has filled in. There was a minor accident reported at one point near the bridge at I-70, but now we're starting to look like the morning back up there coming south from Liberty Road and then crossing down at the ramps of Route 40 West. Keep in mind there was a tree down and a wreck on White Marsh Boulevard westbound at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of winter easing up. These temperatures are cold, not just today, but all week long. Partly cloudy, breezy, 39 today. Tomorrow, 32. We have some light snow Wednesday, 28 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Baltimore football fans waking up to more Justin Tucker news this morning. According to the Baltimore Banner reporters, Julie Sharper, Brenna Smith, and Justin Fenton, seven more massage therapists have come forward to allege that Justin Tucker behaved inappropriately at massage therapy sessions, bringing the total number of accusers now to 16. In the Deshaun Watson case, more than 20 massage therapists made similar allegations. All the therapists who have come forward tell similar stories, allege similar behavior by Tucker, and corroborate the time frame between the years 2012 and 2016. Attorneys for Tucker, who were asked about the latest allegations, provided no comment. Day five of Orioles spring training in Sarasota. GM Mike Elias on MLB Network on the frustrating nature of the last two seasons for the Birds.
You know, we're in a very difficult division with a lot of great organizations, and, you know, everybody went out and improved this winter. We've got to figure out a way to get back to the playoffs, but then if we're able to do that, we want to go further. We want to make a better playoff run, and that's evaded us the last couple of years. It's been frustrating. But
who you telling? Believe me, sunny skies today in Sarasota for the Orioles. The high temperature will be 73 degrees. Multi-crash race on the final lap, and William Byron slips through to claim the Daytona 500. Byron becoming the fifth driver to win the Great American Race back-to-back.
I was really fortunate to miss Christopher when they were wrecking time. I think I barely got clipped by him and just was able to get through that wreck and keep going. And honestly, yeah, it's just, you know, being in the right place is critical, but I feel like our team put a lot of effort into this race and don't want to undermine that. That was a really great car we had.
Meanwhile, perhaps the sports story of the year on the ice in Montreal Saturday night. All it took was 2 seconds after the puck dropped for the political tensions and the hockey tensions between the U.S. and Canada to boil over.
And drop the gloves right away. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel right off the hop.
And they went at it. That call courtesy of SNY Sportsnet New York. Three fights in the first 9 seconds. You hear the crowd. And finally, they get taken down and the referees come in. This call courtesy of SNY, the crowd egging on the combatants. It was Matt Tkachuk of the Panthers, Brandon Hagel of the Lightning, and after the Canadian crowd booed the U.S. national anthem. Oh, by the way, the game. Jake Gensler scores twice. Connor Hellebuck steers aside 25 shots. USA, USA, they win it. 3-1 the final. They do make the championship on Thursday. Good chance they will face Canada again. And finally, golf. Ludwig Aber got hot on the back nine. Three birdies, including a 7-footer on the par 5 18th. A one-stroke win over Maverick McNeely at the Genesis Invitational at beautiful Torrey Pines. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what a sports weekend we just had.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I have so much sound to deliver this morning. I mean, from everywhere, okay? In general, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, okay?
Right.
But you had to have a surge of adrenaline if you watched the U.S. on Saturday night.
You think Canada regrets not putting Tom Wilson on their roster now?
Oh, wow. He would have made a difference. There's no doubt about that.
But the Tkachuk brothers, first Matt and then Brady, I think they clearly won their bouts.
I think the Canadian in the third bout at the nine-second mark, well, he won that one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Not only was our national anthem booed and been treated with such disrespect over the last couple of weeks. It just wasn't at the Bell Center the other night. But this was a message sent to the Canadian team that
Absolutely. We're
going to play physical. We're going to come out. And they did. And I think even the legendary Sidney Crosby, he had a bad turnover in that game that led to a Larkin goal. So, it was a great night for hockey, that's for sure.
And there were comments after the game by the Tkachuk brothers saying that they had a text thread going saying, hey, we're going to do this. So this is the most that impresses me. I mean, the fighting, obviously, the power. But the speed, skill, and will. This U.S. team, think about how far we've come from 1980 to 2025. Now, granted, in 1980, we didn't have the pros playing. I understand that. But what will this do for the sport of hockey in this country? I believe it'll elevate it.
Yeah, we're not done yet. We could see him again Thursday.
Absolutely.
This time on home ice. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Irene in Arbutus.
Hi, Irene. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. I just, you were talking about selling one egg and, now, during World War II, they did that with cigarettes.
Yeah, well, they sell onesies sometimes on the streets in New York as well.
They're called Lucy's.
Lucy's, yeah.
Okay. I just remember that little bit about, that era.
Yeah, because that's when, first off, there was rationing going on. Secondly, that's what people could afford.
Yep.
Exactly.
You could afford a dozen eggs, so you bought one or two for breakfast, and that was your treat for the day. I mean, those were tough times, and we're going to get through this. A little later on in the MAG update, we have Kevin Hassett, one of the president's economic advisors, who's talking about what they're doing on the egg prices. So still to come. All right, Irene, thanks so much for sharing. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling and listening.
One of the notes, by the way, is part of the reason the egg prices are so high is they killed, I believe the number, it's an astounding number, something like 100 million.
Yeah, the Biden plan was to kill the chickens.
Kill the chickens.
And the chickens weren't spreading it necessarily. It's spread by other birds that fly. Yeah. And Margaret Brennan had to be reminded of that yesterday on Deface the Nation.
So. Yeah, so when you limit the ability of chickens to have eggs because they're all dead, then you're going to have not enough supply for the demand that's out there. It'll turn around. It will indeed turn around. 641 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. J.P. Morgan is headed by a guy named Jamie Dimon. And Jamie Dimon had it was not supposed to be for public consumption. It turned out to be because we have the audio. And I had to do a fair bit of very, careful editing here because Jamie Dimon let loose on his employees.
A lot of you were on the Zoom, and you were doing the following, okay? Looking at your mail, sending texts to each other about where the other person is, okay? Not paying attention, not reading your stuff, And if you don't think that slows down efficiency, creativity, creates rudeness, and stuff, it does, okay? And when I found out that people are doing that, you don't do that in my meetings. You go to meet with me, you got my attention, you got my focus, I don't bring my phone, I'm not sending texts to people, okay? It simply doesn't work, and it doesn't work for creativity, it slows down decision making, and don't give me the shit that work from home Friday works. I call a lot of people on Friday, they're not a person to get a hold of.
Yeah, miss one.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
miss one.
I think I got it.
Thank you. Dimon says basically that he was talking to one individual who had to talk with 14 different committees in order to get his project approved.
The notion, these bureaucracies, I need more people, I can't get it done. No, because you're filling out requests that don't need to be done. Your people are going to meetings they don't need to go to. Someone told me to approve some of his wealth management. that they had to go to 14 committees. I am dying to get the name of the 14 committees, and I feel like firing 14 chairmen of committees. I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, he's impatient with where we are right now, saying that enough is enough. You know, get back to the office, get back to work, enough of the remote stuff. You know, look, there are reasons why some people have remote jobs where they don't go into the office every day. And there are reasons why people have offices where people go in. And it is a management decision, whether it's private industry or the public sector. And Jamie Dimon is one of a number of individuals who's saying, enough already. One of the best remote workers I've ever met in my entire life, though, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I come in every day.
Yeah, he goes to a satellite office.
Yeah.
And the federal employees are being offered the same thing.
Yes.
They can go to a satellite office. They don't have to relocate to the Pentagon if they're living out of state. But, you know.
Chuck's satellite office is Sputnik.
Sputnik Johnson. But if he's talking about taking Fridays off, sign me up.
There are no days off in broadcasting. You know that.
Sunday, I found that out, Mr. Casey.
You can have Sunday mornings off, Chuck.
Somebody told me that 55 years ago. Harry Shriver said, no, it's 5 days. I said, okay. You know, so we're good for that. A couple of vehicles on the shoulder here, outer loop, south of the bridge at I-70. That was the wreck earlier. They've kind of been looking at it a little bit. It's in the painted out area off to the right side. So at one point, we were backed up. There's a broken down vehicle against the Jersey wall, outer loop south of 795. He's off to the side. That's okay. The wreck on the beltway that was at Bel Air Road was pretty much wrapped up. There's a state trooper there with a vehicle still there in the shoulder area in the median. So all three lanes are open. Not much of a problem. They're kind of looking at it. I think the vehicle might be facing the wrong way, so they have to wait for the wrecker to get there. And, of course, when that happens, they'll have to block the left-hand lane. White Marsh Boulevard westbound at Bel Air Road. Tree fell on a vehicle, or the vehicle hit the tree, one or the other, and there's been some activity there westbound. Big problems. Apparently, they had a little snow burst went through out in Garrett County, and all that stuff affected Interstate 81 around the West Virginia line. So 257 mile marker, the interstate is still blocked. And I just saw something that came up, said schools are now closed in Garrett County because of that little burst of snow that went by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy, breezy today, and 39 for the high overnight temperatures, around 20 or so. Sunny only 32 tomorrow, maybe some light snow on Wednesday, high of 28 right now. Windy, as you well know by now. 28 in Bel Air, 30 in Pasadena. Let's out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bill Johnson.
Pizza the Hut. Famed half man, half pizza, was found dead earlier today in the backseat of his stretched limo. Evidently, the notorious gangster became locked in his car and ate himself to death.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yes,
what about this? Over the last 5 days, everybody's been saying, oh, my God, it's going to be Snowmageddon this week. And then now it looks like just a light dusting or maybe 2 inches or something like that. What happened to that?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing that happened last week when they said we were going to get 5 inches and we got two. I mean, it's a guess.
These are all numbers guys come up with.
Like five different guys on Facebook, different meteorologists, some we know, that said, look out now, here it comes.
Yeah. These are guesstimates. At least they're
paid by the bread conglomerates.
That's right. Bread, milk, and toilet paper.
There you go.
They are the buy meteorologists.
Chuck, one of your hangouts, Cracker Barrel, welcoming spring a bit early this year. Listen to the new lineup of sweet and savory items. Oreo stuffed cheesecake pancakes.
No.
Signature pancake platters and Louisiana style shrimp skillet and much, much more. The Oreo stuffed cheesecake pancakes.
I don't like the sound of it.
Yeah. No. Red Robin debuts the $9.99 Big Yum Burger.
Big Yum.
Big Yum.
Big Yum Johnson.
Includes a Red's Double Tavern Burger, choice of bottomless side, and bottomless drink, meaning never-ending.
Wow.
You can sit there and eat your burger and just chow down on fries and drinks the rest of the day if you want. All for under $10. That's a good deal.
Yeah. That's not bad.
If you're really hungry. Dr. Pepper unveiling the new blackberry flavor, and it's here to stay. So, blends a classic vanilla cinnamon taste with sweet blackberry. I have not tried it, but I'm not a big soda drinker anymore, so... Don't know if that's going to make any big difference. But that's the latest thing now is all these flavored sodas.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, you like just the straight carbonated water.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sparkling water.
No flavors.
Is what they call it.
No cola flavor, no lemon lime flavor. No. Nothing. No flavors.
Too much sugar. There's too much sugar in that stuff. Yeah, you get your beyond your daily's recommendation. Was it 40 grams of sugar in one soda, one serving? And the 35 is the recommended dose. Chili's is making its own lifetime holiday movie for National Margarita Day. Mm. It's coming this Saturday, February 22nd. Why would National Margarita Day be smack dab in the middle of winter?
Right. Because
wouldn't that be Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. I'll be home for National Margarita Day, starring Maria Menounos and Taye Diggs, is set in Ferguson Falls, a small town where National Margarita Day is the biggest celebration of the year, with Chili's at the center of it all.
Wow.
The 15-minute special follows
what a coincidence.
As she returns to her hometown seeking refuge from overpriced margaritas of city life, only to run into a former flame, Sam, at the local Chili's.
Yeah.
Sparks fly. And so do the Doritos chips and the salt from the rim of the margaritas. It's
such a special event.
I give it 2 belchers out of 5.
And slice up your life with extra flaming hot cookie dough gelato bites.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Gelato bites.
PepsiCo has now extra flaming hot cookie dough and gelato bites. It is infused cookie dough with fiery bird's eye chili, a pepper commonly found in Thai cuisine. Carries delivers 10 times the heat as jalapenos.
Well, unfortunately, I don't wear ties anymore.
Between 50 and 100,000 Scoville units. That's hot.
That's hot.
That is really hot on the Scoville.
Take your breath away.
Yes. So you may want to grab some of those in the near future.
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
I'll tell you
what. Knock yourself out, though, Sean.
Just a little piece of advice. Yes. If you eat one of those, make sure you wash your hands before you do anything else.
Oh,
you get what I mean.
Yes. Yes. That could be painful.
Anything else.
That first lesson.
Anything.
That's true.
I'm just talking about, around the boys. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much for keeping
that. I went to dig my...
We've already had one profanity accidentally on there. We don't need any more.
Who said that?
No, we believe that it's all gone.
Yeah, except for the internet audience. They heard everything. Yeah.
Oh, my. I missed it. Tell me what they said.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
And Bruce said that?
No, he didn't say it. It was in an audio clip.
Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan.
Well, that's all right. People, listen, we're all growing up here. Come on, now.
Yeah. Well, we do have a license for now, granted to us by the FCC. All right, must run. Thank you, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Best of the morning drive. Available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, who are our top 5 presidents on President's Day?
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing. No surprise. And you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Jim has hit it in the Outer Banks. He says, good morning, all. The boss calls the shots. If you don't want to go into the office, find a job with a business model that allows you to work remotely or start your own business. I talked to my brother over the weekend. He is an employee for the Pentagon, but he does work remotely. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he was originally hired at the Pentagon, and then they allowed him to work remotely, moved to Boston to be closer to his grandchildren. But he's okay with it. They'll find a satellite office. But he said a lot of people are melting down.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes, the people that you feel sorry for are the ones that were hired at, they could do remote. That was the condition of their job. We're going to hire you, and you can work remotely. Now they're being ordered to, mm-hmm. and some people do live in locations where it's tough to get to a satellite office. So, but they'll work around that, I'm sure.
They'll find a way. If you want to work for a company, and the company says you're showing up for work, then either you show up for work or you find different employment.
In fact, Debbie, Chuck's a beloved bride,
yes.
Often, you know, just she's in favor of Chuck working remotely.
Yeah. Matter of fact, she's packed everything he needs to work remotely
first. Quite frankly, she'd be with it if I was living remotely.
No, you're a pussycat, man. We all know that.
What up? What'd you say I'm what?
I say you're a pussycat. You're a tender-hearted,
he's a lovable
fella.
Old fuzzball,
you
as
really
Rush
are.
Used to say.
That's right.
But you're calling it an old fuzzball.
All right, you're a middle-aged fuzzball.
Yeah, well, let's not lie about it.
653, traffic, weather on the threes, Chuck.
The accident in the median outer loop at Bel Air Road. State police still there. They're off in the painted out area, so room to get by. The other wreck, couple of vehicles also in the painted out area. Right side, outer loop between I-70 and the bridge at Crosby Road. So they're kind of looking at both of them with a little bit of a slowdown there. Several areas, of course, we have trees, wires down, debris. So local traffic away from the major highways really have to be prepared. A lot of neighborhoods had some outages overnight, different things like that. So many, we can't even list all of them. So you really have to just be careful and heads up for that. There was a big wreck. They had a little snow burst out in the area around West Virginia line and the Maryland line on Interstate 81. 257 mile marker. They're still dealing with that, and they have to salt the roadways, and the tractor trailers have been having problems. It's an area called Bunker Hill. So it's up and down through there, and they're still having problems out in the western part of the state. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Weather chances is partly cloudy, breezy today, 39. It's going to be bitterly cold for the next several days. Right now, windy, 28 in Ellicott City, 29 in Middle River. Top of the hour, our conservative Tom Holman's coming after Sanctuary Cities and maybe AOC. And we got our MAGA update, and we'll take a look at the Putin Zelensky Trump peace deal, and some of the things that Zelensky has said recently are a bit disturbing. We'll share those with you here in just a second. By the way, congratulations to Ivan Bates, who got engaged on Valentine's Day. This will be his second time around, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
My big question is, will Brandon Scott be invited to the wedding?
Best man, I suspect.
Yeah. I think that. So anyway, it's President's Day, and I thought we'd have a little fun talking about our favorite presidents. And for me, it kind of changes over time because you get a different perspective.
Sure, yeah.
But I always started with...
you want it 5-1 or 1-5?
Let's do 5-1.
All right.
All right. So my fifth for me is Andrew Jackson. And that's a new one. I always used to like Eisenhower, and I still do, but I just have a better appreciation for Andrew Jackson, war hero, Battle of New Orleans, helped defeat the British during the War of 1812, helped with the Manifest Destiny. He was a frontiersman, and he did a lot of good things. He was a Democrat, by the way, when there was like the Democrat Republicans, and he is responsible for the killing of the Whig Party.
Yeah.
I'm putting Andrew Jackson at number five.
All right. For me, number five is Reagan.
Okay.
Eventually, you'll see the pattern is those that I think had the most consequence in history, positive consequence in history. And I think Reagan is around fifth on my list of all presidents.
Okay. I've got Reagan at number four.
Okay.
Because of obviously what he did with, the freedom, great constitutional conservative. Yeah, there's some things he did that weren't great. You know, he said he regrets the amnesty deal.
Sure.
Regretted the...
Because Congress lied to him.
Exactly. Right. Regretted the 241 Marines in Beirut. But the great communicator was number four on my list.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, number three.
Okay.
That would be my number three.
All right. My number three for me is Donald Trump.
Okay.
I think Donald Trump is number three for me. And the only two that would surpass that are founding fathers. But we'll go ahead and get your next one.
Thomas Jefferson, number two.
Okay. Why Jefferson?
Because his brain, I think, enabled us to make sure we did not have an imperial presidency. It established the habit we have of trading power back and forth. Remember, it was a very spotty thing initially. Some people wanted Washington to be basically an emperor. They wanted to be the king, and Washington said no, and then Jefferson made sure by that exchange of power. So I think that's a great consequence for the
I always thought he's not in my top five. I always thought Jefferson was a really good president, but I wouldn't put him in the top five. He's just outside the top five with a bullet, as they say in the old Billboard charts. And number two for me is Abraham Lincoln. I think having to steer the country through Civil War and everything. Now, he did some things that were, you know, controversial.
Habeas corpus.
Habeas corpus. I mean, that's the
that's
thing.
That's why he was a number three for me. Not
right.
Her.
Right. But again, having to get through a civil war when this nation could have been ripped apart, you have to give Lincoln. For me, the number one, obviously, I think yours is probably the same, George Washington.
Yeah, Washington first. By the way, my number 10 up for me, Trump, Truman, Eisenhower, Jackson, and Teddy Roosevelt. Numbers 10 through 6.
Oh, you have Trump at 10?
I have Trump at 10.
Okay.
It's too early. It's too early. Ask me in 5 years.
Well, I'm basing it on his first term. Yeah. I mean, you know, who knows? In the next 4 years.
Well, that's
years,
what I mean. You're going to have to judge the entire thing, so we'll see.
All right, 6:58. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM still to come. During the next hour, Tom Holman decides he's going to go after AOC. And continues to get guys from Trinidad-Aragua and toss them out of the country. Hey, listen, if you are having trouble with your hearing, please, please, please take care of it. Don't let it slide. If you have any issues whatsoever, if you're losing your hearing, maybe you're losing a little bit of the acuity in your hearing. You're missing parts of songs. You're missing maybe a word or two that your spouse says in conversation. You can't hear the birds chirp first thing in the morning. And if it's not you, perhaps it is your spouse. Your brother, sister, mom, dad. If this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for over 45 years. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin says Foreign Minister Lavrov is leading a high-level Russian delegation to Saudi Arabia for talks with senior U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Rubio. They'll discuss repairing ties between Washington and Moscow and ending the war in Ukraine. They'll also lay the groundwork for a Trump Putin meeting. Senior European leaders gathering in Paris for an emergency summit focusing on Trump administration moves regarding Ukraine.
French officials are trying to make this emergency summit sound almost routine. An informal opportunity for European leaders to discuss a joint response to America's abrupt and unilateral moves to end the war in Ukraine. The French foreign minister told a radio station here that we must keep our cool and not be intimidated. But there is no hiding the anger and the confusion triggered by Washington's suggestion that it may sideline both Europe and Ukraine to cut a peace deal directly with Russia's President Putin.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. Devastating flooding has claimed at least 9 lives in Kentucky. President Trump approving the state's request for a federal disaster declaration. Governor Andy Beshear says a winter storm could add to the misery starting tomorrow into Wednesday, and one death in Georgia blamed on severe weather. President Trump's slashing of the federal workforce goes on, and more jobs will be cut this week.
Efforts to shrink the size of the government payroll reached the Food and Drug Administration over the weekend. Sources say recently hired employees at the FDA, who review the safety of food ingredients, medical devices, and other products, were fired on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, there are reports that the IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers as soon as this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's President's Day, and that means the stock market has the day off. Back to business as usual tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
They're still working on the wreck, and a tree was down this morning. White Marsh Boulevard westbound at Bel Air Road. Not sure if it's still completely closed or not. The option then, of course, was traffic being detoured onto Bel Air Road and through that area. A couple of accidents earlier on the Beltway, the outer loop at Bel Air Road in the median, and then the outer loop on the west side on the right side of the roadway for the traffic on the outer loop south of I-70. They've kind of been looking at it through that area, so it's a little bit slow right through there. Bay Bridge looks good. The winds are up a little bit, but I don't see any problems. Traffic westbound appears to be okay. Moving over towards the area at Sandy Point with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of winter easing up. These temperatures are cold, not just today, but all week long. Partly cloudy, breezy, 39 today. Tomorrow, 32. We have some light snow Wednesday, 28 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is exactly freezing in Aberdeen, 32 degrees there. Ellicott City has 30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Seven more massage therapists are accusing Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior. That brings the total number of massage therapists making that allegation to 16 since the Baltimore Banner first reported the story last month. Tucker's alleged actions took place between 2012 and 2016 at several high-end spas, and all of the women have reported similar accounts of behavior. Neither Tucker nor his representatives have offered any new comments, only referring to the January social media post in which Tucker denied the allegations and says he did not act inappropriately at any point before, during, or after a professional body retreatment session. Maryland's AG Anthony Brown is standing with transgender members of the military who are challenging an executive order from President Trump. Brown has joined a coalition of 20 attorneys general in filing an amicus brief in support of a lawsuit to block the order banning transgender people from serving in the military. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area downed trees and power lines last night. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it is a labor and time-intensive process because removing tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3013, your pick 4-3956. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, to Sarasota we go, where everything is hunky-dory in Birdland at the moment.
Our roster, we think, is extremely talented. The players are hungry. I can tell they're really happy to see each other the last couple of days. Everybody loves getting down here. The weather's been perfect. And it's just spring training is a great tradition, and we're all happy to be here.
Mike Elias on his 2025 Birds weather today, by the way, in Sarasota. As you can imagine, much different than here. High of 73 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Multiple rain delays paused the race for several hours, but under the lights last night, Hendrick Motorsports' William Byron became the fifth ever back-to-back champion at the Daytona 500, slipping through a crash on the race's final lap to take the hardware.
We were in good position, just didn't quite work out with the fuel savings and strategy for us to be towards the front, and just had to make the most of it at the end, and was in a good spot to capitalize.
Tyler Reddick finished second, while two-time winner Jimmy Johnson was a surprise third-place finish. Meanwhile, on the hardwood, College Park was rocking yesterday.
Let's go, Maryland! Let's go! He's got a pun at Sanford here. He does.
Call on BTN, another double-double from the freshman phenom, Derek Queen, 18 points, 13 rebounds. Jacoby Gillespie with 26 from the field. The Terps rout the Hawkeyes in the second half. 101-75 was the final. And finally, Steph Curry may have won the All-Star Game MVP award last night, but it was a fan who a lot of people are talking about today.
Keep shooting!
Talking about the fan by the name of Jaren Barajas, an 18-year-old college student. He got to play against the Milwaukee Bucks star Damon Lillard in a three-point shooting contest. Who could make it first would win, and it was Barajas winning $100,000. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the video, but they interviewed him. ESPN interviewed the kid in a box, like a tank full of cash. I'm sure it was fake cash. It was $100,000 worth of cash, and they interviewed him right there. I've got the audio. I'll play it at 7:35. It is quite unbelievable. And we've got presidential sports trivia for you at 7:35. I know you're going to want to stick around for that.
Gerald Ford's the answer.
Yeah, and that's Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guests. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, J.D. Vance's speech in Munich has them rocking. We'll take a look at the peace deal that's being negotiated between Russia, Ukraine, and with President Trump leading the way. Top story for you this hour, of course, continues to be the border.
And not only just the border, but the success that Tom Holman and his crew are having at getting the members of TVA and MS-13 out of this country. And so it's time once again for Ice Ice, baby. Tom Holland continues to be very concerned about the danger that his guys and women are being put into by sanctuary cities. And, of course, also by those individuals or that individual, we're not sure what it is yet, who have outed a couple of raids because they put ICE agents at physical risk. If you warn the bad guys that you're coming, there will be one or two bad guys who want to say, I'm going to die anyway. I'll stay here and shoot it out. You don't want that to have happening. So Tom Holman says, let's take this on head on and talk about what should and should not be going on.
It makes our job more difficult, makes the job more dangerous. We're more than twice the numbers as Joe Biden had a year ago from today, and the vast majority of them being public safety threats. But am I happy? No, I want more, because we had, last count, we had over 600,000 illegal aliens with criminal convictions walking the streets of this country. So we got a lot of them to find. But Sanctuary City makes it difficult. What's most concerning, though, it makes it more dangerous.
Yeah, makes it more dangerous for the ICE folks. It makes it more dangerous for the people who are around the miscreant they're trying to get and get out of this country. It makes it more dangerous for everybody. So, you know, Homan continues. Look, he's a blunt guy. I love him because of this. But he says, you know, when these sanctuary cities take a public threat and release him out of their jail, rather than having him stay there so ICE can grab him up, that is not exactly the smartest tactic in the entire world.
When we can arrest a bad guy in a county jail, if one officer arrests one guy in a safety and security of a county jail or a state prison, but when these sanctuary cities release a public safety threat back into the public, which on its face is just ridiculous, it's more dangerous for the ICE officers to make that arrest, it's more dangerous for the alien, and it's certainly more dangerous for the communities. Releasing a public safety threat back in the community is just dumb.
Yeah, absolutely dumb. And he says that all he wants is for the sanctuary cities to simply give him a hand. Help him out. Help him protect everybody. They're going to get him one way or another, but they'd like to get them in a fashion where it puts other people, where it does not put other people at risk. And that's the danger when the sanctuary cities say, yeah, well, fine, this guy's a triple murderer, but what the heck, we don't want ICE to get him. Seriously? How stupid can you possibly be? 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
New report of a wreck interloop near the BW Parkway. I'm looking at the camera here. The camera now is facing north of the parkway. So if we get a chart to turn that around, just to look back and see if we can see it. Reportedly in the right lane. So if you're coming up from I-97, 648, getting on a Camp Meade Road, could be some activity there on the right side on the interloop as you're going north. The rest of the beltway looks really good right now. We had problems earlier this morning. All of that has settled down. Just made a quick check at both the tunnels with the lanes open. JFX is clear. Looks like they're still working on the wreck, and a car hit a tree this morning on the westbound side of White Marsh Boulevard at Bel Air Road, and that may be a situation where the roadway is still blocked, and if so, they were detouring traffic onto Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says it's going to be cloudy, windy, and breezy a little bit later on this afternoon as the wind starts to subside. 39 tonight, low of 20, and then tomorrow sunny, very cold, 32 for the high tomorrow. Maybe some light snow on Wednesday. Right now, windy, 27 in Reisterstown, 30 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday was the Great American Race, and there was President Trump in attendance at Daytona 500 with his granddaughter in tow, and a trip around the Oval there in the Beast. It was something to see the presidential limousine taking a couple of laps. They didn't go on the bank, though.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you have to maintain a very high speed to stay banked.
Yes.
If you drop below 65, your car starts to
slide downhill.
So it's meant for a very high speeds, and they said they weren't going to put the president at risk doing that yesterday. But he did have a message for the drivers just before the race.
And Mr. President, the radio is yours.
This is your favorite president. I'm a big fan. I am a really big fan of you people that you do this. I don't know, but I just want you to be safe. You're talented people, and you're great people and great Americans. Have a good day. Have a lot of fun, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, he left because of the rain delay, but on the tarmac at Palm Beach Airport, the president was basically confronted by reporters asking him about egg prices.
Prices have reached an all-time high. Egg prices have reached an all-time high.
Before I ever got here, it was at an all-time. This didn't start. Remember, I've been here for 3 weeks. And when you saw the inflation numbers, I've been here for 3 weeks. I have had nothing to do with inflation. This was caused by Biden. I had 4 years of virtually no inflation. So I'm just taking over. But I'll tell you what, this country has made more progress in the last 3 weeks than it's made in the last 4 years. And we're respected again as a country. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, and then yesterday on DeFace the Nation, Margaret Brennan got schooled by the president's economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, on the egg prices.
The Biden plan was to just, you know, kill chickens. And they spent billions of dollars just randomly killing chickens within a perimeter where they found a sick chicken. And so you go, I just went to the grocery store. I shop it for our family in part because I love to look at prices. And there were no eggs at the store yesterday, just a few. And so that happened because they killed all the chickens. And so what we need to do is have better ways with biosecurity and medication and so on to make sure that the perimeter doesn't have to kill the chickens. We have a better, smarter perimeter. And so having a smart perimeter is what we're working on, and we're finalizing the ideas about how to do that with the best scientists in government. And that's the kind of thing that should have happened a year ago. And if it had, then egg prices would be, you know, a lot better than they are now. But the avian flu is a real thing. And, and by the way, it's spread mostly by ducks and geese. And so think about it. They're killing chickens to stop the spread, but chickens don't really fly. The spread is happening from the geese and the ducks. And so why does it make any sense to have a big perimeter of dead chickens when it's the ducks and the geese that are spreading it?
Yeah.
Apparently, Margaret Brennan didn't know that. So, I think it's also
She did have a pretty incisive question on exactly how do they raise boneless chickens.
Right. The Trump doctrine, I think, deserves some attention. The media won't give him any credit for it. It's also, you know, we heard peace through strength, and we've also heard, again, that there are other things as well, including economic security is national security. Mm-hmm. But the media is trying to drive a wedge, and Trump and Elon sat down with an interview with Sean Hannity the other day, and they're aware of the media trying to drive a wedge between the two of them.
Oh, I see it all the time. They tried it, then they stopped. That wasn't. They have many different things of hatred. Actually, Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're sure.
Yeah, and they know. Yeah. They're smart enough to know what's going on. But look, Trump's foreign policy approach brought North and South Korea together away from the table of conflict. His foreign policy approach brought Serbia and Kosovo together, again, away from conflict. His foreign policy rallied the Gulf Cooperation Council to stop Qatar's support for Islamic extremists via the Muslim Brotherhood. They've still got some work to go there in Qatar. His foreign policy brought Turkey and the Kurdish forces together away from war in conflict. Are you sensing a pattern here?
Yeah.
Trump's foreign policy created a ceasefire to stop the bloodshed in Syria. He mediated a cessation of hostilities between India and Pakistan in the Kashmir region and brought Israel and the UAE together, and then Bahrain, and then Sudan. And he was about ready to get Saudi Arabia on board
to sign on
before Iran started meddling. So you see, he is the great unifier. He's all about peace. Peace through strength and peace. Economic security is national security. And this idea about the Gaza Strip, that may or may not happen, but you can see where he's thinking outside the box, and this is one way of dealing with it. The latest is he wants to bring Russia back into the G8, because it's better to have Russia at the table than it is to isolate them like Barack Obama did.
Yeah.
We saw what that led to. And now we have, he wants to sit down with both Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and talk about denuclearization. That stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons, that we have enough to kill each other 10 times over, whatever the case may be. He wants us to start ratcheting. This is not a warmonger. This is a peacemaker.
Yeah, this, by the way, is not just denuclearization for those countries directly involved, but the real risk is if some other player gets their hands on nuclear weapons and uses them, then we have a conflagration we may not be able to control.
But he does deserve some credit and attention here to the Trump doctrine, which is all about peace. It is amazing that the media is missing this moment. 720 and day 29 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Indeed, it has. And the law office of Michael A. Friedman want to remind you that with all the ice and snow and slippery conditions, and even some of the tree branches down. There have been accidents galore over the last several weeks, and again, some of them do result in serious injury. So if you or someone you know has been seriously injured in a serious automobile accident, call the law office of Michael A. Freeman. That's the one call that you'll have to make, and then that's it. You don't have to deal with anything else. They'll take care of everything, from dealing with the insurance company to if your car's been totaled, the diminution of value on your claim, to finding doctors if you need be, or advancing medical costs in some cases. And they're well prepared to litigate your claim if they have to, but many of these claims do settle out of court. But rest assured, they're going to get the best outcome for you that is humanly possible. That's one of the reasons why they're named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year here in the state of Maryland. So whether it's Michael or Stephen or Rachel, and again, Marcia, the entire crew at the Law Office of Michael A. Freeman, they put your recovery is priority number one. Check them out, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that would personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the Beltway at Park Heights Avenue towards Green Spring, all the lanes are open through there. The rest of the Beltway is still running right along. The minor wreck was still on the shoulder on the outer loop near the bridge at Crosby Road, so that's south of I-70. A couple of vehicles there with a trooper on the right side, but there's really no impact at all. Both the tunnels are doing fine. I don't think they found anything on this wreck reported on the inner loop near the DW Parkway. The traffic at the parkway looks good, and then going all the way back down to the ramps at I-97. If there was something there, I think we would have seen at least a backup from there. But right now, it looks like we're fine coming up from Ritchie Highway through I-97. JFX, President's Day today. Very nice from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather chance is partly cloudy, bit breezy today. 39, back to 20 tonight, and sunny and 32 tomorrow. Possible light snow Wednesday afternoon, 28. It's windy and 30 in Millersville and 30 in Dundalk. At 725, you're up to date on the morning drive.
Tom Homan has said that he's not going to take much guff from pretty much anybody more on what he had to say when AOC, this is an amazing thing, folks. You know, this AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is holding seminars to teach illegals how to avoid getting arrested. That's right. Is this aiding and abetting? Is this interfering with a law enforcement official? Those are real questions, because what she's doing, Holman says, is damn dangerous.
I forgot more about the Constitution and immigration enforcement than you ever know. I had to educate her during congressional testimony that entering the country illegally is a crime. So what she needs to do is read the statutes enacted by Congress. Title 8, United States Code 13, 24, and 25. That's what she needs to read, because it's illegal to enter this country. It's a crime to enter this country illegally. Not only that, when you harbor and conceal and impede law enforcement, that's a felony.
So is she doing this? Is she helping individuals to conceal? So, I mean, it gets to be a legal question that the Department of Justice is going to have to weigh in on if this kind of behavior continues from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or others, particularly other elected officials. She is, according to Holman, just teaching them how to avoid getting deported.
What she's doing, she says she's, you know, educating them as your constitutional rights. And we all know they got constitutional rights, but what she's really doing, you and I and the rest of the country knows, she's trying to teach them how to evade law enforcement. Now, I just said, we're out of the gate, we're concentrating on public safety threats, national security threats. So she's educating those in the country legally with a significant criminal conviction, public safety threat. Don't open your door. Don't talk to ICE. Here's how you invade law enforcement. Let's hope she's not educating the next person who gets out and murders a young college student in Georgia.
Yeah, think about that, folks. That's a pretty blunt and pretty grim way to put it, but that's exactly what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing, in my view.
Yeah, you're right. And so that needs to be referred to the Justice Department, which he has done,
yeah,
and the Attorney General Pam Bondi. But also here locally, you have local school districts like Prince George's County, Montgomery County, now Baltimore County. They're taking their marching orders from CASA to Maryland and others, basically saying they're not going to cooperate with immigration officials. And think about this for just a second. ICE is not after the children in the country illegally that aren't committing crimes. They just aren't. It's not a priority. They're not focusing. They don't want to go into schools and churches.
Yeah, but we've had illegals who've raped individuals.
Well, there you go. That's the point.
Back into school.
That's the point. You have MS-13 gangbangers like Walter Martinez and others that have been put in schools, and they've raped young girls in schools. They've murdered people, and then they've been put in our schools by Baltimore County officials, by Harford County, that didn't know, allegedly. So that's who they're after. They're trying to protect children in schools, and we have people like CASA de Maryland and these school officials that are trying to keep ICE from doing their job.
They just don't care. They don't care. And one of the things that Holman says is, look, illegal crossings are way down. They're way down from what they were under Biden just 12 months ago. He wants to keep the illegal crossings down, and they want to send the message from this administration, they're down, they're going to stay down, and if you try to come into this country illegally, particularly if you have a criminal record, you're in for a world of hurt. It seems to me that's not a bad thing.
All right, coming up next, the peace deal. Will it happen? Russia, Ukraine, and President Trump. Wallace Roofing reminds you that, it's been a real rough couple of weeks. Snow, ice, heavy rains, now wind. I was walking in this morning, saw shingles on the parking lot from the roof here at WCBM, which is never a good thing. So your roof is gone. It's getting damaged as we speak. So if a roof is old, if it's 20, 25 years or older, you may want to have it inspected to make sure that it's not damaged. If it is damaged, it's better to get repaired or perhaps even replaced. Wallace Roofing, they're the pros, been doing over 90 years. They've worked on Bruce's gutters and downspouts and fixed my roof in the past. Wallace Roofing is the best, and they've been around for, as I said, 90 years. They don't use any contractors. They're all Wallace employees, and they have 0% financing available as well. So call Wallace, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. 7:30, latest news details. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area down trees and power lines yesterday. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it's a labor and a time-intensive process because removing tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Utility customers who are experiencing a power outage and those who need to report downed wires can do so online or by using the BGE mobile app. Brandon Scott has issued an update on the high winds that have downed trees and power lines across Baltimore City. The mayor says that city government, the Office of Emergency Management, and Baltimore 311 have been working closely in monitoring the situation. The Recreations and Parks Forestry Division has both internal and external crews mobilized to assess and respond to service requests. Boulder police investigating separate shootings that claimed two lives over the weekend. Around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, police responded to the 6100 block of Plant View Way. They found the victim dead at the scene. No further information on the victim's age or identity. Just before 9 o'clock Saturday night, officers called to the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue, where they found a 41-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. Maryland State Police looking for the driver who struck a trooper's vehicle and fled the scene. Incident happened at around 1:30 Sunday morning. The trooper was assisting a motorist on the right side of the Baltimore Beltway near Windsor Mill. The trooper was not in the cruiser, which had its emergency lights on. Suspect's vehicle described as a dark-colored 2013 to 2017 Honda Odyssey with a small sticker on the left bottom rear window. Keep an eye out. Coming up on 732 on WCBM, coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Pick three lottery numbers, 013. Pick four, 3956. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Buckaroo Johnson.
We're still getting a report there may be a wreck here on the interloop near the BW Parkway. The data is not showing any backups coming up from I-97. So just a heads up, it would be impacting any traffic to the north of Camp Meade Road at 170. The wreck early this morning, a tree had fallen on White Marsh Boulevard westbound at Bel Air Road. Again, the local traffic there, you might be detoured onto Bel Air Road, either north or south. Southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of winter easing up. These temperatures are cold, not just today, but all week long. Partly cloudy, breezy, 39 today. Tomorrow, 32. We have some light snow Wednesday, 28 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sunny skies and a high temperature of 73 on Florida's Gulf Coast today. That's where the Orioles are. Pitchers and catchers, day five. Full squad workouts tomorrow. General manager Mike Elias on the MLB Network over the weekend talking about his team's starting rotation.
It's a little different without Corbin, but we've got a lot of depth, a lot of experience, but also some youth in the rotation. So we feel the group's actually deeper than it was coming into last year, and we feel really secure with this group, and I think Charlie Morton's going to be a big help for.
Further reporting by the Baltimore Banner has uncovered seven more massage therapists who've come forward to allege that Justin Tucker behaved inappropriately at massage therapy sessions, bringing the number now to 16. Attorneys for Tucker, who were asked about these latest allegations, provided no comment. 21,000 fans jammed the Bell Center in Montreal on Saturday night. They booed the U.S. national anthem, and the Americans apparently had had enough.
I didn't like it, and that's all I got.
That was Matt Tkachuk after the opener against Finland, and then this, Matt Tkachuk, 2 seconds into the game against Canada on Saturday night.
He's going to drop the gloves right away. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel
all on SNY, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. 1 second later, it was his brother Brady Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, and 6 seconds after that, on a scrum in front of the goal, it was JT Miller and Colton Parako. Three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game. The Americans ended up winning it 3-1. Here's Matt Tkachuk after the game.
I think the message we wanted to send is it's our time right now. It's, you know, we're in a hostile environment, and we wanted to show that we're not backing down. They've had so much success,
and the Americans have clinched a spot in the final on Thursday, and chances are they could meet the Canadians again. College basketball in College Park last night, a rout for the University of Maryland over Iowa, 101-75. Jacoby Gillespie, 11 of 14 from the field, 26 points. Both Derek Queen and Julian Reese with double-doubles in the game. Local college basketball, how about the Towson Tigers extending their winning streak to 12, tying a school record, 80-54 over Monmouth. Four players in double digits, led by Tyler Tejada with 15. It was an Army-Navy doubleheader on Saturday, the men beating Army 61-54 behind 21 points from Austin Benigni and 17 from Jordan Penick. Meanwhile, Army beat the Navy women after that. 68-64 was the final. And also UMBC, a great game, but losing by two at Bryant, 81-79 at the buzzer. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Stump the Morning Drive.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
All right, give me a minute here. First of all, cheesecake pancakes. What's wrong with that?
Oh.
I love cheesecake and I love pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, but not, you know, separately, I guess.
No. It's good. All right,
it's a little
anyway.
Rich for
breakfast.
What about
for chocolate
breakfast?
Steak? I love chocolate.
But there were Oreo-filled cheesecake pancakes.
So?
Okay. Oreo-filled.
Okay. All right, presidential trivia on President's Day. I've got a couple here for you. What president is credited with starting the seventh inning stretch?
William McKinley.
Taft.
Taft is correct. Right. Back in 1910.
He needed to. It was huge.
What president called head coach Don Shula at 1:30 in the morning a few days before Super Bowl VI to suggest a play?
Thomas Jefferson.
Richard Nixon.
I love him. Richard Nixon is correct. The pass was a down and in to Paul Warfield. The pass was incomplete. Well, you're going to know this one because he already gave the answer, so I'm going to give this one to Bruce. What president played center at Michigan?
Gerald Ford.
Okay, very good. All right, here's the last one, and then I've got more for you next time. What president owned the New Jersey Generals of the USFL?
Donald Trump.
He did. Yeah. And basically, he bankrupted the league. He sued the NFL. You can't sue the NFL.
Well, he's not 100%, every once in a while. You learn more from your failures than you do your successes.
They
That's why you're here, Gary.
They awarded him damages of $1, and then they tripled it.
Yes.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right, good stuff. Thank you, sir. 7:39, 21 before the hour of 8 o'clock. You want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now will be the time to reserve your spot at 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
All right, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about the peace deal.
Yeah.
That is being proposed right now with Vladimir Putin, Volodymyr Zelensky, and, of course, President Trump is trying to negotiate this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Last week, Zelensky made some comments in addressing people in Munich. We'll get to the Vance thing coming up in just a second. But one of those things, the United States is holding NATO's feet to the fire. All these other countries like Germany and France, they pay your fair share, because that's what NATO's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But Zelensky thinks that the U.S. is going to withdraw from NATO, and he's saying that it's time to raise our own army.
Let's be honest, now we can't rule out the possibility that America might say no to Europe on issues that threaten it. Many, many leaders have talked about Europe that needs its own military, an army of Europe. And I really believe that time has come. The armed forces of Europe must be created.
So I know it's a little unsettling for some people because every time Europe usually ends up with an army, it's not good. Because, you know, Germany has a history of starting wars, folks.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're a little upset at J.D. Vance, more of that, the vice president, coming up in just a second. But so Saudi Arabia has invited President Trump and Putin to start the kick off the first round of peace deal negotiations in Saudi Arabia. Zelensky has not been invited. We'll get into why here in just a second. But he says he is not going to tolerate that.
I will never accept any decisions between the United States and Russia about Ukraine. Never. And our people, never. And our adults and children and everybody. It can't be so. This is the war in Ukraine against us. And it's our human losses.
So even if it's, look, first thing you have to do, Russia was the aggressor here. Russia has taken whatever territory they have taken.
Yep.
They're not likely to give it back, especially the Black Sea port there in Crimea. Not going to do it. So you've got to deal from, number one, you're going to have to assure Putin that Ukraine's not going to become a member of NATO.
Yeah.
Because that's a non-starter. That's one of the reasons why Putin went into Ukraine, besides the fact that Biden was president, was that he felt that NATO was at his doorstep. And, you know, he looks at it as that's a threat to Mother Russia. So you have to understand that, number one. Number two, in any war, the territory that is won in battle usually remains with the victor, usually.
Yeah.
I'm not taking Putin's side here. I think Putin is a monster. I think he's a KGB. But you got to be able to negotiate some kind of deal. Too many lives have been lost here. And so the big question here is, he says, I'll never accept any decision. But well, what if Trump gets Putin to the point where, okay, this is what Putin wants. He goes to Zelensky and says, look, this is the best deal you're going to get. And is Zelensky going to turn that down?
Well, he may, in which case I think that it's perfectly within bounds to say, well, sport, knock yourself out.
Because you're not getting another cent from us. Because remember when Trump had demanded $500 billion in rare earth minerals from Ukraine in exchange for continued military aid or security assistance?
There were loans given to Ukraine, not gifts.
Well, but Zelensky said no. I'm not giving you our rare earth. So now Trump's latest is he's working on a plan for Ukraine to pay back the $350 billion that the U.S. has sent to Ukraine. More on that coming up in just a second.
743 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Hey, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now the real traffic. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive. 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. Beltway southwest side here at Wilkins Avenue. Some areas south and east on the Beltway now fighting the bright sunshine really right here as you're coming down towards I-95. The saving grace is it's President's Day today, so much lighter than usual, so really no impacts at all on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are still clear. It's a little gusty on the main span at the Bay Bridge, but we've seen really no impact there. The traffic coming down I-97 from Route 32 is going to be looking at the bright sunshine as you're heading down towards 178 and eventually down into the area at the ramp at Route 50. They're still having a little bit of a problem. They had a little snow burst out in the western part of the area. I-81 earlier had problems right at the West Virginia line. So that traffic through there, there's still some ice on the roadway. They've had salt trucks in the area, and it's still an issue at the 257-mile marker. Get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, tires, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly cloudy, breezy, and 39. It's cold, it's windy, and it's going to be around for a couple of days at least. Sunny, 32 tomorrow. Wednesday, light snow possible, and only 28 for the high. It was spring-like yesterday. Right now, 30 and windy in Middle River, 30.
Just not even windy yesterday, but spring-like. Yeah,
30 and Severn right now. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And parental discretion is advised for the upcoming segment based on some of the content might not be suitable for young ears, either in the car, the school bus, or at home, wherever they may be. Let's begin, shall we? Wally's on Kent Island. Good morning, Wally.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you, Wally. Here you go.
Thank you.
Story number one that's being called Conception Begins at Erection Act. The Democrats of Ohio introduced this bill. It passed, would criminalize men for having unprotected sex without the intent to conceive, branding it as a felony with fines up to $10,000 per incident. Talk about a stiff fine.
A couple of lines I'd like to use there. But
yeah.
I'll just back
just
off.
Prudence is. You got
I don't want to talk about Prudence. I had trouble with her one time.
I know. It's a sad story. Story two, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was officially confirmed last week, sworn in as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's already making his presence felt in a major way. Remember the food pyramid?
Yeah.
Out it goes. No more food pyramid beginning next week. RFK Jr. is introducing the food obelisk, which he says is a better way of determining what you should eat from bottom up. In story three, actress Jennifer Garner, star of Alias and Catch Me If You Can, is in trouble after reading a book that she thought was innocent. The book is entitled Secret Pizza Party. She read it to children at the Save a Children event, which, by the way, is currently under investigation for child sex trafficking.
Wonderful. Nice.
The book Secret Pizza Party instructs children to keep secrets from their parents. All right, story one, Ohio Democrats, conception begins at erection bill. Story two, out goes the pyramid, in comes the obelisk, according to RFK Jr. Or story three, actress Jennifer Garner's secret pizza party. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Conception begins at erection. I think that one maybe. It's just such a hard thing. Let's start with those I know. Jennifer Garner, that I suspect is a true story. And number two, no more food pyramids from the obelisk. I think that is fake news because I think actually he introduced the food Mobius strip. It's a whole different thing.
All right, Bruce goes for story two. Kristen?
Yeah, in an old document in WikiLeaks, they actually said that pizza was a code word. The FBI believed pizza was a code word for child sex trafficking. So I could see that being true. A lot of celebrities do weird stuff like that. And I could see number one being true, at least that bill being proposed. So I'll say number two. Not heard
Kristen
that.
Goes for story two. Chuck?
Well, I think you could rig the erection. And then...
Are you speaking from experience?
I am not, Mr. Casey.
All right. Just want to clarify that. Because some people might have gotten the wrong idea on that one.
He had trouble with Clara as well. You probably don't want to hear. Clarify, yes. I don't know. I don't think Jennifer Garner. I know what's in your wallet. I know she does that. I'm going to go with three.
All right. Chuck goes for three. And Wally?
I'll go with two. It's got to be two.
Wally goes for two. Yeah. Story one, conception begins at erection bill. Yeah, that's a true story out in Ohio. Story number two, out goes the pyramid, in comes the food obelisk. That is our fake news story of the day. So, unfortunately
so
for Chuck.
Your wallet?
Yeah. So Chuck was thrown off by both Prudence and Clara this morning.
Chuck, which did you go for again?
Three, Bruce.
He went for three? Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Folks, this is getting personal. You can tell.
No, I was just wondering.
With each passing contest.
I was doing something else. Sorry.
You buried the lead here. Wally won. So congratulations,
Wally.
Hey, Wally, why don't you take Beaver with you?
Take Beaver Elliot with you and get the hell out of here.
Right, Wally, congratulations. Put you in, I'll tell you how to pick up your get your prize or whatever. All right, 7:50, 10 before the hour. Look, if anybody could cut a peace deal, it's going to be Donald Trump between Putin and Zelensky. It's gone over far too long. You have hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, that are dead. Look, in each of these negotiations, unless one is, look, if Putin had completely conquered Ukraine, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
If Ukraine had then repelled Russia and sent them back to their borders, it'd be completely different. But that's not going to happen. So each side has to give up something here.
Yeah,
each side.
What do you think is going to happen? My bet is Crimea goes to the Russians. They get their deep sea port. Ukraine manages to stay intact as a nation beyond that. No NATO membership.
Yeah. I would agree. I think no NATO membership whatsoever. And I think that at some point they're going to have to talk about who comes in to rebuild parts of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Because that's a mess over there. All right. It's 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, still to come between 8 and 9 this morning. Yes, here in Maryland, the tax squeeze, it's on. We'll talk Doge. And hey, get ready to see your BGE bill just skyrocket. That's a scary story. That's all coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. Then, of course, Kim Klasick live from 9 o'clock till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, it's 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker. Oh, no, it's not Chuck Whitaker this time. It's Eddie Haskell. Eddie, good morning.
I think in my case, I'd probably be Lumpy.
Lumpy?
Lumpy mattress.
Lumpy gravy.
Lumpy gravy, lumpy mattress. You know, a lot of different ones. They've reopened White Marsh Boulevard, westbound at Bel Air Road. Tree earlier fell on a vehicle at that wreck. That was about 10 after 6 this morning, something like that. But traffic now is getting by. They're working on the tree, which is off to the side. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're fine. Very nice right now from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather tells us partly cloudy, breezy, and 39. Cold here for the next day or two, as also maybe a threat of snow by Wednesday. Right now, 30 and windy in Arnold, 29 in Parkville. Let's go to Marty in Parkville.
Morning, Marty.
Yeah, did you guys listen to Frederica Whitfield? I'm not one to watch CNN a whole lot, but I was taken aback. She had the Lithuanian defense minister on.
No.
And she had the best quote that I ever heard about what the U.S. is saying about what they want to do in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And her quote was, the United States wants Europe to grow its own military muscle very fast, and they want us to be partners, actual partners. If somebody relies on somebody, that's not partnership, that's dependence.
Yeah, well, that is a great quote.
And they've been dependent upon us since World War II.
I also saw the one of the Greek members of the EU, a young woman, get up there. She was really giving them who struck John as well. But that's absolutely right. This is a dependency. Not spending money on their defense, post-Marshall Plan, has allowed Europe to become a socialist welfare state nightmare.
Yeah, she was absolutely great, and the host tried to catch her in a gotcha, and she got schooled.
that is a great, and of course with Poland and others. Look, you look at and our team out there, Hegseth and Vance in Munich, and now you got Rubio in Israel. It is a very strong foreign policy team, and I think we'll see what happens. Hopefully it bears fruit, but Europe has got to remain strong. I mean, this threat is far too great to rely everything on the United States. We just can't do it all. I mean, we'll be partners, as we were with the Russians in World War II and with other parts of Europe to defeat the Nazi Germany. But thanks, Marty, for
Thanks, Marty, for the call. Appreciate it. J.D. Vance, over in Europe, spoke bluntly with the members of the European Union over there. By bluntly, I mean they were horrified to hear this man actually look at them and tell the truth on so many topics. One of them, he took on Great Britain head on. And remember, we have the First Amendment here. They do not. However, you're going to hear something that sounds like this could have happened anywhere in their country any day this last week.
Backslide away from conscience rights has placed the basic liberties of religious Britons in particular in the crosshairs. A little over 2 years ago, the British government charged Adam Smith Connor, a 51-year-old physiotherapist and an army veteran, with the heinous crime of standing 50 meters from an abortion clinic and silently praying for 3 minutes. Not obstructing anyone, not interacting with anyone, just silently praying on his own.
Now, that's roughly half the length of a football field. It's like 54 yards, thereabout. That's the distance. He's about half a field, football field away, praying silently, and he is arrested for this. Here he is describing what happened.
I had no banner. I wasn't saying anything aloud. I wasn't even particularly close to the clinic. I was behind a tree, obscured from view, and I was there for not very long. I was there for about 3 or 4 minutes, silently praying. I wasn't interfering with anyone, and these two officers came up to me, asked me what I was doing. I said I was praying. And then, amazingly, shockingly, they asked me what was the nature of my prayer.
Oh, he said he was praying for a child of his who had died in an abortion. And they arrested him for that. Thought crime has arrived in Great Britain. And J.D. Vance was talking bluntly to those people in all of Europe who think this is okay. Now, Adam Smith Connor's lawyer weighed in on this as well.
On the 7th of March, 2023, 255 members of Parliament voted against an amendment to the abortion clinic buffer zone clause to ensure that silent prayer was not made an illegal activity outside of abortion clinics.
Yeah, they all voted, including, these weren't backbenchers. These were members of the government who voted against the idea that you could stand silently a half a football field away from a facility and pray about anything.
Yeah.
He
also blasted, not just on the censorship, free speech, but also on the immigration issue. He called it the enemy within, and that didn't sit too well with the Germans. We'll get more on that maybe in the next hour or so. Rescue Natural Supplements. It is American Heart Month during February. We just went past Valentine's Day. The number one killer, both men and women, continues to be cardiovascular disease. Heart attacks, blocked blood vessels. Vessels and high blood pressure, metabolic syndrome, all contributes to failing hearts. And so best thing to do is take care of your heart. Number one, start on a regimen of essential fatty acids known as omega-3s. And right now we have an opportunity for you to buy one, get one free of any of the Rescue Natural Omega-3 supplements, be it the 1250, the 1250 Plus, the 2500 TG, the large gel capsules, small gel capsules, or even the lemon or orange flavored liquids, and they're concentrated O3 Max as well. So right now, buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log online at res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Wicked weather across parts of the South over the weekend. At least 10 fatalities, including 9 in flood-stricken Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says many of the deaths in his state from the storms, including a mother and her 7-year-old child swept away in their car by flood water, were caused by vehicles getting stuck in high water.
Avoid driving through covered roadways. That's where we're losing the most people. Stay off the roads. If you hit water, turn around. It's not worth dying.
Much of the U.S. is facing another round of biting weather, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Borovec.
There's still some big winter weather impact.
The northern plains facing life-threatening cold. Tornado watches issued for parts of Georgia and Florida, while snow and sleet remain in the forecast for the Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
The Kremlin says high-ranking U.S. and Russian officials will meet tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. They'll talk about ways to end the war in Ukraine. Europe feels left out of the process. European leaders holding an emergency summit today in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says with President Trump in office, Israel and the U.S. are on the same page. He tells Secretary of State Rubio there's no doubt about where the U.S. administration stands.
President Trump is the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House. And the visit in Washington reflected that in every way. And your visit here reflects it in every way.
Rubio met with the Israeli leader yesterday at the start of a regional tour that will include a stop in Saudi Arabia for that meeting tomorrow with Russian diplomats, including the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It is President's Day. That means no mail delivery today. Also, no trading today on Wall Street. The stock market resumes business as usual tomorrow. Townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Quick check through Annapolis. Nothing major there, just a bright sunshine for the traffic commuting down to Annapolis, down I-97 from Route 32. But with the holiday today for President's Day, much lighter through there. Winds were gusting a little bit earlier. Doesn't seem to be a big problem at the Bay Bridge. No restrictions right now. Of course, closed over the weekend, but back in business today. Beltway still looks good, and we're clear, good to go at both the tunnels and for the traffic around 95. Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of winter easing up. These temperatures are cold, not just today, but all week long. Partly cloudy, breezy, 39 today. Tomorrow, 32. We have some light snow Wednesday, 28 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 28 degrees. Middle River has 31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. 7 more massage therapists are accusing Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior. That brings the total number of massage therapists making the allegations to 16 since the Baltimore Banner first reported the story last month. Tucker's actions took place allegedly between 2012 and 2016 at several high-end spas, and all of the women have reported similar accounts of his behavior. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown is standing with transgender members of the military who are challenging an executive order from President Trump. Brown has joined a coalition of 20 other attorneys general in filing an amicus brief in support of a lawsuit to block the order banning transgender people from serving in the military. Brown says transgender Americans deserve the honor of serving their country through military service, just like every other American patriot. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area downed trees and power lines yesterday. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it is a labor and time-intensive process because removing tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 013. Your pick 4, 3956. It's 8:05. Next. Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Day 5 for pitchers and catchers in Sarasota, and it's also day 5 for the Felix Bautista comeback. The fireballing reliever, 16 months removed from Tommy John surgery, missed all of 24. And through his interpreter, Brandon Quinones, says he's not yet quite all the way back.
Not 100%, but I would say about 85%, and I do think for opening day, I'll be at 100%.
Well, let's hope so. First full squad workout for the Birds is tomorrow. Spring training opener is this Saturday at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last night at home, the Maryland men took care of business in a rout.
Well, if I can hear, you're going to hear Rick getting really, really loud.
And they did. Call courtesy of BTN. Bucket courtesy of Jacoby Gillespie. He had 11 of them last night. 26 points in all. Maryland romps in the second half. 101-75 over Iowa. At Daytona, William Byron becomes the fifth ever back-to-back champion, slipping through a crash on the final lap to claim the title, adding to the 27-year-old's already impressive resume.
It's just going to continue to set in. You know, it's honestly, this is a monumental win for us. And you know, my family's here, which is awesome. This might be my sister's first time at a cup win. So pretty crazy just for it to all come together like it has.
Tyler Reddick finishes second, while two-time winner Jimmy Johnson finished third. And finally, a tough loss for the Blast in Ontario, California last night. The Empire Strikers, Brian Orozco, with a goal 2:33 into overtime. Blast fall 4-3 on the road. Coming up at 8:35, a big weekend in college lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number 3 here in The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, your top stories are: prepare for a massive increase from BGE, says one public group. We'll take a look at DOGE and the complete blowback on that. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and Senator Marsha Blackburn are defending it. Top story here today is pay more, get less. That's M-O-O-R-E. And let's just for a second revisit what has happened during the Moore term as governor, Wes Moore. In 2023, there was something called the AELR Committee. And that is not the General Assembly, but it is a committee comprised and created by the General Assembly that basically is in charge of regulations in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. How much it can charge for regulatory permits, things of that nature. In 2023, they raised fees and increased prices of permits in 250 areas.
Wow.
That's number one. And again, now many of these are unknown. Many of them are very don't get a lot of attention. They don't get published. In 2024, they raised fees and increases on 338 items, including, remember our vehicle registrations?
Mm-hmm.
Went from $110 a year to $161. You know what it is in Virginia? $35.
Yeah.
Again, just to register your vehicle. Why is it so darn expensive in the state of Maryland?
Just because, a money grab.
Yeah, and it is a money grab, and it's a money grab that affects who the most? The middle class.
Yeah, the poor in the middle class.
So the poor, well, they may not be able to afford it, but it's the middle class, which in Maryland is defined. Let me get the exact figure here so that you know what we're dealing with here. According to Go Banking Rates, Maryland residents are considered to be in middle class if their annual income is between $65,000 and $197,000. Okay, it's a big swing, but that's middle class. And we'll get to the brackets here in just a second. But recently, Governor Moore says that we need to raise taxes, and you'll hear the term targeted investments. That means spending.
Marylanders who have done exceptionally well financially, we're going to be asked to contribute a little bit more so we can make targeted investments.
That means more spending. And it's true that those making more, $500,000 more, this is the half millionaire's tax. Remember the millionaire's tax? This is the half millionaire's tax, which is going to drive even more people out of the state. But according to the Maryland Bureau of Revenue Estimates, published by the Comptroller's Office, one in four households earning between $75,000 and $100,000 face an average tax increase of $666. Okay? Now, that's not rich in my book.
No.
A family making between $75,000 and $100,000 is not wealthy. That, in many cases, I'm sure you can squeeze a little bit, but you can get things done. But 47% of the state's new income tax revenue will come from taxpayers and households with a federally adjusted gross income between $500,000. So there's also 1% capital gains surcharge. But the problem here is you add all these fees and increases and permits and so on, and it's largely the middle class who these fees fall on. So that is a stealth tax increase. And then you add that to, of course, the one in four households that are now going to get hit with a $666 increase. You add that to it, but wait, there's more, and I'll share the rest of it.
Swell.
I'll share the rest of it with you in just a second. The middle class in this state is being squeezed. This is a death grip that they have on the middle class in the state of Maryland, and it's Democrats that are doing it.
Chuck, remember, he's going to share more of this delightful news with us coming up in just a moment. The man's a sadist.
Getting squeezed. Turn your head and cough.
Exactly. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes.
That's Chuck. Next. You think I'm lying?
Wow.
That's next.
Just
I'm going to
wow.
line up everybody on the Beltway and turn your head to the right and cough.
Then that changes the axis of the sun or something, doesn't it?
Honest to God, yeah. A couple of them might be early spring in that case.
Yes.
295 with the President's Day today, as you might expect, very quiet right here at Route 100 all the way down through the ramps at 197 and back up into the interchange at 198 coming up from Powder Mill Road. No problems there at all. Capitol Beltway, as you might expect, about the same story, much lighter than usual, both in Prince George's and Montgomery County. You have to come downtown early this morning now. JFX, clear, Ruxton Road, right on through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, breezy, 39, remain cold tonight down to 20, and then sunny and only 32 tomorrow. It's windy and 31 in Glen Burnie, 28, and windy in Forest Hill. And up next, which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time for us once again to head to the circus to see which Democrat clown is going to hop out of the Democrat clown car. So please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and in steps, boy, I don't think we've ever had her on the clown car before, Rachel Maddow, with such amazing amounts of disinformation. It's phenomenal. She can get it all in 30 seconds.
Elon Musk has apparently somehow convinced the United States government, specifically the United States Department of State, that the taxpayers of the United States of America should spend $400 million buying, quote, armored Tesla production units.
I have got to get me one of these!
Isn't it great and definitely not at all illegal or profoundly corrupt for the president to put someone with billions of dollars in government contracts personally in charge of deciding what happens to government contracts? Definitely not ripping us all off to pay themselves, right?
That's not entirely accurate.
Yeah, so Rachel, here's why it's not entirely accurate. You're implying, or actually you're stating, that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are self-serving, that Donald Trump decided to give Elon Musk this big contract worth a whole lot of money for these armored Teslas. Here's the problem. The money was given to Elon Musk in order to develop these vehicles by the president, but not by this president. By the last president, by Joe Biden. So unless you're implying that Joe Biden was actually doing Donald Trump's bidding during his time as presidency, you are so far off base, you really should take a moment next time to fact check. Now get out of here.
It's unreal.
Yes.
8:17, 17 minutes after the hour. So Governor Moore has said he's made a promise that he's not going to raise all this revenue in Maryland on the backs of the middle class. And he made that recently during his State of the State speech.
And we refuse to balance this budget on the backs of working class families.
But then again, we look, well, what would you call 538 fees, permit, fee increases, regulatory fee increases, et cetera, in 2 years on the middle class? What would you call a $666 tax on 25% of Maryland households? That's on the back of the middle class. What would you call it when the state is assessing a property now at the average, or not average, but increases as much as 35%. I recently received one of those property tax assessments at 35%, a $103,000 increase in the value of my property.
That's astounding. That really is.
From when it was appraised, whatever it was, 2 years ago.
You should never put those two lines by the front door. That's what did it.
And now where they're telling us, according to several groups, that we're looking at a massive increase coming. And let's not forget the electric bills are gone up based on what your General Assembly has done. They've taken electric choice away from the middle class. We no longer can choose our electric company in this state. And now, I think I saw the figure was in the paper this morning or over the weekend. They are saying that we're looking at a potential. Oh, here it is. This is out of your Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. BGE gas bills could climb as much as 67% in the next decade. And all the while, all this money is coming out of our pockets to pay for what? What are we getting? We're getting an abysmal education system. We're getting a crime-ridden state with juvenile, an epidemic of juvenile crime.
Yeah.
We have no accounting, forensic or otherwise, of how our money's being spent. We're throwing more money at an education system, the blueprint for the future, a red line that really nobody wants or needs, and this this climate change nonsense, which is costing us dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And this Empower charge, are you familiar with the Empower charge on your BGE bill?
No.
All right, we'll get into that.
Oh, swell. There's more.
There's more.
Ways.
There's more ways that we are getting screwed, and it's the Democrats who are doing it to all of us in this state. I'm not sure if you're aware of all these fees when you open up your utility bill, your cable bill, your phone bill, all of it. When you look at these fees and taxes, they're, again, you're paying it. We're paying it. I'm paying it. And he's going to say, we're not going to balance it on the backs of the middle class. You're doing exactly that.
Sure.
That is the big lie.
So that's where the money is, Sean.
Sure.
I mean, because they keep going after the rich, bluntly. People with a lot of means will simply move out of town.
Right.
And then they can't get it from the poor because they don't have any money. So it's got to come from us.
The 75-cent delivery fee on all deliveries that's coming.
I still can't figure out how they're going to do that.
So if you order from DoorDash or order from Amazon, when you order and it's being delivered, they're going to impose a 75-cent fee, but when you pay.
So they're going to make the merchant their tax collector.
Yeah. Just like did with sales tax.
Boy, I bet you the merchant's going to love that.
And they got the 4-Hour Kids Act, which has been introduced. 2-cent tax on drinks that contain added sugar. Well, that's just about
everything
drink, yeah. Except water. Even milk has sugar in it.
It comes with sugar, lactose. Yeah.
So they're looking at a 20-ounce beverage purchase of 40 cents, additional 40 cents. So that's going to drive up the cost of that as well. All right. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. Your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Still to come, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Doge continues to be attacked from the political left. Why? Because it's being effective at spotting the fraud, waste, and abuse that's going on in government. Because somebody has their hand in the till. 8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Till Whitaker.
You sure it's not Doggy?
Doggy Whitaker?
No, D-O-G-E, doggy.
Oh, doggy, yeah.
How much is that doge in the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds perverse. You calling it doge? Talking to me?
You doge.
You're a hot doge.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Mr. Gibson.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
29 South, if you're going down to Burtonsville, there's a wreck nearby, 29 at 198. Appears to be minor, but that might pick up a little back up there with the traffic still much lighter than usual. Everybody south from 29 at Maple Lawn has been running just fine. Again, no issues at all through Annapolis right now, and we're clear, good to go, at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. 39 the expected high today. That's it. 30 right now in Columbia. It is 28 in Owings Mills. So, do you know, when you open up your BGE bill, there is a charge for something called Empower.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what that is?
No, I don't even pay attention to it.
Yeah. And that's, I think most people do that. You get a bill, and you start going, all right, there's my distributor charge, here's how much I use. What is this Empower charge? What is this all about? Because most people don't pay attention.
Right.
And most people don't go through their bills, you know, line by line and figure, well, where did that come from? Right. They just assume that it's for something good. Empower was enacted in about 15, 16 years ago. And this is to lower the make Maryland more energy efficient to allow during peak demand times that Marylanders
they can turn down your
That's part of it. The other part is that it would allow for instance, you pay this and everyone gets charged and then power charge. It offers customers opportunities to earn money back on their energy bills through equipment and product rebates. So you would have to. Apparently buy something. I don't know if you've got to buy it through BGE, but I don't know how they track that. Okay? Free or discounted energy efficiency checkups and repairs for the home.
Free?
Well, that's what it says. For or discounted.
Or discounted, yeah.
So they'll do the checkup for free.
Yeah.
See, that's, that part is free. But the repair part is discounted. Discounted from what? What do you give? They give you $10 off the regular charge of $1,000
Yes.
I mean, this is a scam.
Yeah.
Most of what Maryland does, the emissions program, is a scam. They've just doubled that. So you can also get discounts on equipment upgrades and tune-ups and energy usage alerts that can help you better control your bills and save money if you have a smartphone or smart home that you can control it from elsewhere outside the home. So all of this is in Empower. And apparently we ran up this balance with this program, an unpaid balance, $800 million. So our Empower charges are increasing about 20% each year on our bills because of this unpaid balance that they've run up for whatever services they're performing or equipment they're providing is not being paid for, right? So this needs to be investigated by the Public Service Commission today.
So they have the Empower charge in place, but they've not been pulling enough money out from the Empower charge to pay for the services that they've been providing. So now their solution is, well, we've got to tax you more.
Right.
In order to pay for our bad idea.
Has anybody, I'm just curious, in our audience today, have you benefited from the Empower enacted 2008? It's on your bill.
No,
everybody pays for it. Have you had an energy checkup? How'd that work?
Oh, I got charged a lot of money.
Yeah. So I looked into it. The reason why I know about it, because I got a bill this month for nearly $500 for electric. I have electric heat.
Yeah.
I went from $350 to $500. So I just said, out of curiosity, I said, there might be something wrong. They said, okay, well, we'll come out and we'll check.
Right.
I do know my heat pump is working because I had Tim Kyle come out and they verified everything is fine. But I wanted to know if there's, you know, something else. Do I have a draft or is there something going on? I'm losing energy. And they'll do that. So I said, well, what's that cost? They said, oh, nothing. I said, okay.
Yeah, the work itself.
What if I have to fix it? Well, you know, we'll give you...
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Having done that, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah. Oh, so you went through it.
Oh, yeah.
How much?
I can't remember. We were floored. Like, it was... and I hope I'm not exaggerating. I believe it was like $8,000.
Get out of here.
No. I think that Vivian would know the number because she's much better than I am, but it's just a stunning amount of money. Really?
Yeah.
That's with the discount? Great.
So this is where we are getting screwed in this state. Royally. We're not gonna balance on it. You know, get rid of the blueprint for future or delay it. Can the red line. Can this climate change nonsense and this war on fossil fuels? We do not have alternative energy sources right now that can. And people get upset because, well, Sean, you're against the power line. Why do we need power? I said, no, what I'm against is telling us that this power line is going to benefit Marylanders when it doesn't.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And when it's taking people's farms and property. That's what I'm against. If we need a power line from nuclear to nuclear plants and Marylanders are going to benefit from it, then fine. I'm all for paying. But I'm not for paying for Empower charges that have no benefit to me. And then they're increasing my Empower rate each and every time. I got to tell you, folks, this is the, I think, you know, it needs to be investigated. But again, we don't have a governor with cojones or an assembly with cojones. You know, they'll sit there and they'll continue to bleed us dry.
Yeah, Marty, by the way, emails in that, well, Sean, living in Maryland is just like working at a brothel. The better you perform, the more you get screwed.
Yeah.
More is spelled M-O-R.
That kind of puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? All right, your calls and comments coming up, as well as the latest on Doge. It's 8:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Yesterday, what a windy day. High winds in Baltimore and the metro area, down trees and power lines. BGE crews have been working to restore power, and officials say it's a labor and time-intensive process because removing tree debris must be completed before the repair work begins. Utility customers who are experiencing a power outage and those who need to report a downed wire can do so online or by using the BGE mobile app. Brandon Scott issued an update on the high wind effect in Baltimore City itself. The mayor says city government, the Office of Emergency Management, and Baltimore's 311 have been closely monitoring the situation, and the Recreation and Parks Forestry Division has both internal and external crews mobilized to assess and respond to service requests. Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that happened yesterday. Two lives over the weekend, actually one on Saturday, one yesterday. Around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, police reported to the 6100 block of Plant View Way. They found the victim dead at the scene. No further information on the victim's age or identity. Just before 9 o'clock Saturday night, officers called to the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue. They found a 41-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital. Unfortunately, he died at the hospital. And Maryland State Police are looking for the driver who struck a trooper's vehicle and fled the scene. The incident happened around 1:30 Sunday morning. The trooper was assisting a motorist on the right side of the Beltway near Windsor Mill. The trooper was not in the cruiser, which had its emergency lights on. The suspect's vehicle, described as a dark-colored 2013 to 2017 Honda Odyssey with a small sticker on the left bottom rear window. Keep an eye out. 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick 3 lottery was 013. Your pick 4, 3956. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Earlier this morning, we had that wreck on White Marsh Boulevard westbound right at Route 1 at Bel Air Road. They've shut that down again, I guess, to remove the tree now. And because of that, they're now pushing traffic away again onto Bel Air Road. So it'll be a temporary closure on the westbound side. I want to give you the heads up for that. Late ride through Annapolis looks fine. We're good on 95 down towards the Capitol Beltway. 95 up to the north. I haven't seen any reports of any construction, but they might be up in the area north. Bound around Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of winter easing up. These temperatures are cold, not just today, but all week long. Partly cloudy, breezy, 39 today. Tomorrow, 32. We have some light snow Wednesday, 28 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's reliever continuing his comeback from Tommy John surgery. We're talking about Felix Bautista, saying over the weekend he's about 85% there and confident he'll be all the way back come opening day. Through his interpreter, Brandon Quinones, Bautista opened up about just how difficult this comeback process has been.
Yeah, I think it's been very difficult. I think only someone who's gone through this really understands how hard it is. But I've been trying to do my best to, you know, recover and prepare myself to come back fully healthy and be prepared and ready to go.
Bautista was having a Mariano Rivera-type season in 23 when he went down, and he missed all of 2024. Meanwhile, the news not getting any better for Justin Tucker. Further reporting by the Baltimore Banner has brought to light seven more massage therapists who've come forward to allege that the Ravens kicker behaved inappropriately at massage therapy sessions, bringing the number now to 16. Attorneys for Tucker, who were asked about these latest allegations, provided no comment. Three fights in the first 9 seconds punctuated the Canada-USA tilt on Saturday night, part of the Four Nations tournament. The first one instigated by left-winger Matt Tkachuk.
I think the message we wanted to send is that it's our time right now. It's, you know, we're in a hostile environment, and we wanted to show that we're not backing down. They've had so much success.
And Matt Tkachuk was followed by Brody Tkachuk about 1 second later, actually, and then 6 seconds after that, it was JT Miller getting into it. By the way, the final score, 3-1, USA beats Canada. They earn a trip to the finals on Thursday night. College lacrosse yesterday in Annapolis. Mids freshman Will Gores out of St. Mary's in Anne Arundel County scores 4 goals, leading the Naval Academy to a 14-10 win over the Towson Tigers. On Saturday, it was 6th-ranked Maryland hosting number 2 Syracuse, and they get a big night from Eric Spanos.
Maryland keeps it spinning. Spanos rips and scores! Eric Spanos! Maryland up by 2.
And it would go on to win at 11-7, the final call on the Big Ten Network. Spanos 4 points, Calvert Hall's Dan Kelly with a pair of goals as well. Elsewhere, it was number 5 Hopkins scoring 2 goals in the final 80 seconds to pull out a 9-8 squeaker over Loyola. Archbishop Spalding's Russell Melendez with an EMO goal with 41 seconds to play was the difference, 1 of 4 for Melendez on the day. And finally, UMBC opened its season on the road. They beat Drexel in Philly, 9-6 was the final. Connor Chick out of South River in Anne Arundel County with a pair to lead the way. Baltimore Sun out with their top 15 in local high school basketball. Top 5 on the boys, Mount Carmel, St. Francis, Glenelg Country, Spalding, and Edmondson. Top 5 in the girls, St. Francis, Rosedale Christian Academy, Pikesville, Annapolis, and Mount Carmel. The time now is 8:37. When we return, some more presidential sports trivia.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
I meant Brady Tkachuk, of course, not Brody Tkachuk.
Brady Tkachuk.
No, Brady.
Brady, okay, thanks.
Three more questions. Your guys are going to get them all, okay?
We hope.
Who played the Gipper?
Well, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, how old was the Gipper when he died? Do you know?
George Gipp?
Yep.
Was he, I don't know, was he 26?
25.
Huh.
Do you know what he died from?
Old age?
It was a guess.
An infection.
Streptococcus and pneumonia.
There it is.
Ah. All right. Who owned a Major League Baseball team?
The president?
Yeah.
Warren Harding.
No.
Grover Cleveland.
That's not a bad guess, actually.
He owned the Cleveland Browns.
Exactly.
George W.
Oh, right.
Texas Rangers.
Right. That's right. That's right.
All right. Yeah, and that. Then, on that note, who played first base for Yale?
George H.W.
That's right. Correct. Right. I'm done. I have no more trivia. Yeah. There was something
pretty good,
about
Bruce. You got 1 out of 8.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
He's not a...
I know this stuff.
He's not a serious player.
But that was good stuff. Thank you, Gary.
On President.
He's trying to get back at us. We're Stump Stein on sports.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. Stump Casey and Elliot.
Yeah. All right, Gary,
pretty
thanks.
Pretty easy to do with me.
10:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Don and Glen Burnie. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning. Before Sean's blood pressure gets down too low, imagine had Kamala won, you'd now owe unrealized capital gains on your assessment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah, that's a great point. But just look at the difference the way we are conducting business at the federal level, doing all these audits with DOGE, and cutting spending, laying off probationary employees that don't do a darn thing, and et cetera. And here in Maryland, it's just more of the same. It's just more of the same.
As the Trumpster says, just rip off the Band-Aid.
Yep.
Have a good morning, guys.
Don, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that. Mike in Nottingham.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Bruce. Sean, did you say that electric will go up 66.7% over the next 10 years?
No, gas bills. They're saying the electric's already going up significantly. Gas bills, it's estimated, will go up 67% by 2035.
Wow. And this is all because they shut down a coal plant?
That's part of it.
Yeah.
It's all part of the war on fossil fuels, and the fact that we aren't doing enough to generate new energy here in the state of Maryland. The solar, water, windmill nonsense is just not cutting it. It won't do it.
No.
Marylanders have to vote out the Democrats.
Here's the problem, Mike. The problem is, as people leave the state and retire, and many are, Maryland is not a magnet state. People aren't moving to Maryland unless their job dictates that. It's not one of those coveted, desired states like Florida or Texas or Tennessee or even Virginia, for that matter. And that's leaving less and less population. So the more people who leave the state, the more burden it is on us to make sure these utility companies stay in business. So that's another reason why our bills are going up.
Wouldn't you think that some bright individual in Annapolis would say, gee, we're scaring away all the people with money? And if people have been here for their entire working career, but their family now is scattered, as families tend to do, they have no particular motivation to stay here once they retire, because we're going to tax their retirement money.
Yeah,
I mean, no, they're going to, I mean, if nothing else,
well,
they're
going
to Rehoboth or Dewey, or they're going to West Virginia or Virginia or the Tennessee area. I mean, they won't stay.
Especially since it's been done before. With the millionaire's tax.
Yes.
We've seen this before. We saw it at the federal level with the boat tax. Remember that? And here in Maryland, we had the millionaire's tax.
The luxury boat tax.
Yeah, the luxury boat tax.
So it did is kill the industry.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So that's who Democrats are. Aaron, Hartford County. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hey there, Aaron.
Yeah. thanks. I love that, by the way.
And me too, man. That's hilarious.
It never does.
It's President's Day, and you want to give the five worst. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, correct. So I have Poppy Bush at number one, at number five. So going in top to bottom.
So 41 is number five.
Yeah, 41 is five. I've got Obama at four, and only because I think G-Dub is worse than him at three. And then I would definitely put Carter at two, simply because of the fact that he was just absolutely weak
right.
and ineffectual. And I get that Biden was worse, but still can't really top that from a historical standpoint,
wow.
in my opinion.
So who? So you put the Bushes in there versus Hoover?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then I think you're going to be a little bit surprised by number one. But my reasoning for this, I think, is going to make sense. And number one is Nixon to me. And
really?
It's not because, yes, and here's why.
So Biden doesn't make the worst five?
Nope, and here's why. He created the EPA, he took us off the gold standard, and with Kissinger, he opened up China to normalize trade relations as well as international footprint. And we knew what the communist doctrine was, and if you think about a lot of what's going on in probably the last 10 to 20 years, not only have we debased our own moral compass here in the U.S., but you can guarantee you that the CCP is partly responsible for that. So, yes, I do think that Nixon falls in at one for me.
Wow.
And that's what excludes Biden from the list.
Three Republicans, and I would say I would replace Carter with Biden, because I think Biden did way much more damage than Carter ever did. But it's a great list. Great talking point there.
Thank
you so much. One of our listeners, Brent, who lives in Sarasota, he's listening online. He says, Sean, maybe you and Bruce should move in with Chuck and broadcast from Brooksville. Seriously.
We've suggested that.
Yeah.
Chuck has this thing, though. He said, unfortunately, his house is sinking, and so we wouldn't be able to live there.
The new house?
The new house.
Because he just moved.
It's sinking.
I said,
it's all fake news.
So what are you thinking about? You know,
it's all fake news. You want to move in this studio? There's plenty of room in this building.
No, no, they didn't say in the studio. They said in the house.
In my house? You yes. guys in my house?
Guest yeah. room.
With your wives?
Yes.
What do you think this is?
Well,
Hanoi Hilton, what the hell do you think this is?
I'm sure you'll benefit from it.
Yeah. Well, I got to have this in writing.
All right, we'll discuss
that when I've arrived at the craft feast.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we can announce it. It's official.
Good deal.
Yeah, in June 20th of this year, we're having a crab feast, WCBM crab feast. It's going to be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and it's a combination crab feast and Chuck roast.
Oh, wonderful.
We're going to be roasting Mr. Whitaker for his longevity in the business.
And you think the Americans and the Canadians had a fight. You ain't seen a damn thing yet.
Gloves have already been dropped.
Somebody's going to get knocked down, I can tell you that.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Longevity Johnson.
The tunnels are all running just fine. Oh, nice. It would be nice to have President's Day once in a while, maybe once a week, just to take all this pressure off. But everybody's good. I mean, there's nothing going on. Beautiful day, dry, sunny. It's good at both the tunnels. 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. There's not even a slowdown right now on the Beltway, even through Green Spring. Everybody else is moving right along. And we've looked out into the construction area. They're not working today on 95 up around Mountain Road and up through Route 24. So all the lanes are open. Good travel, even down to the Capitol Beltway. The lanes are open on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy. It'll going to be still breezy after those gusty winds late last night overnight. 39 today, 20 for the low tonight. Tomorrow sunny and 32. And right now it is 32 in Annapolis, and it is 32 in Glen Burnie as well. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
This is a modern Jonah and the Whale mm-hmm. story. A kayaker yes. in Chilean Patagonia was just paddling along, and his dad was behind him filming his paddling, his journey, when suddenly a humpback whale surfaced out of nowhere and briefly swallowed him. You know, Sean, how could that possibly be good news? Well, it was caught on camera from his buddy's kayak. Luckily, the man's kayak was too big for the humpback whale to swallow. So he spit him right back out.
Yeah.
The man was miraculously unharmed. And here he is telling how it felt from his perspective.
It was 1 second where I thought that I was eaten by some kind of giant fish. But I didn't know it was a whale. Suddenly I felt like a wave struck me from behind. And I turned around, some blue dark colors and white flashing right through my face. And I felt a slimy texture in my cheek. And then it shot down on me, took me underwater. I closed my eyes because I thought that something would crash into my face.
It's amazing.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You're paddling, and the next thing you know, here comes a whale and swallows you. That usually would be end of story.
Yeah.
But this guy survived.
Does Patagonia make swimsuits? I just wonder. If not, they probably should, starting now.
Wow. I wonder if you go back out on the kayak again. Who knows? It's 8:48, 22 minutes, or 12 minutes, rather, before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the morning drive. Hey, Doge is still out there, and it's still they're still making yes. impacts, and a lot of people getting laid off. And look at all the homes up for sale in Arlington and Northern Virginia. It's off the charts.
Wow. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, because all the criticism is, you know, let's go after Elon Musk. Somehow he's the new dictator in town. And, of course, the old dictator, I guess, was such a wimp, he simply rolled over for the new dictator. That's the line from the political left. Donald Trump is such a pushover that Elon Musk has simply taken over the presidency against Donald Trump's will. Of course, that's kind of a bunch of bullhockey, and you know it, and I know it. It's a talking point for them. They seem to like it. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, look, Musk is delivering exactly what Trump asked of him and what is good for Trump and for the U.S.
Elon Musk is giving our entire country an inside look at the actual fraud, waste, abuse that's been going on for decades. And Americans are cheering and cheering and cheering. You know, everyone did vote for this. This is exactly what we voted for. This is what we campaigned for, and this is what President Trump promised to the American people. And, you know, today in our DOGE committee hearing, we were talking about $2.7 trillion that have been basically stolen from the American people through improper payments.
Yeah, $2.7 trillion.
Not to mention the,
counting.
The 20-plus trillion we've wasted on education since the not-so-great society.
Yeah, and the Department of Education, which is, I mean, this is like the Department of Redundancy Department. She also said, by the way, the Democrats continue to be clueless, just clueless, about what happened to them in November.
You know, I think the Democrat Party just hasn't figured out who they are, but they've decided to fight against the very issue that most Americans really care about, and that's $36 trillion in debt.
Yeah, $36 trillion.
Well, they proved that again last night on the SNL 50. I didn't watch it, but someone sent me a clip of it. There's Tom Hanks. They're playing Jeopardy. Tom Hanks in a red MAGA hat, and Kenan Thompson is the host. And he goes over to shake his hand, and he refuses to shake the hand because he's a black man.
Oh, wow.
And he was speaking in, you know, like some southern redneck. And they, you know, like, they just don't get it. And just keep on doing it because, you know, you, you're really going to suffer the consequences come midterms.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. It's 850. Vinny Steele and his, actually, is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, which is just amazing when you think about it, because once you list with Vinny, your home is guaranteed to sell. And who else can make that guarantee? Nobody, I don't think. I mean, that's why for years I've been talking to Vinny and his team. And it's not proprietary. They just, you know, they have a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And so they just outwork the other guys. And they do it. And it's amazing how many people, friends, family, colleagues, coworkers here at WCBM, listeners. I just talked with one of those listeners just one. She's currently in a testimonial commercial for us, and she's just it was tough because they were looking at a very certain area, and they wanted a specific home in a specific area, and Vinny searched and found it for them, and they were able to sell their home and get to their new home so they could be next to their grandchildren and everything. So Vinny will work extra hard with all his programs to help sell your home. It just starts with a phone call, and remember, once you both agree on asking price and time frame, you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. Guaranteed. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Elon Musk is doing the audit. He reports to the President of the United States, and the President of the United States is the guy who said, shut it down, and it's only going to get worse for the people who have abused the system and done nothing to make life in our country better. Every metric of quality of life in America has descended into hell, and now the people who did it are going to pay for what they did, and they're going to lose their jobs.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in a couple of minutes, Kim Klasick live from 9 till noon today. Right now, though, Chuck Whitaker. He's also live, kind of.
Well, it's to be expected.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
The Bay Bridge is fine looking at the main span here on the southbound side this time, coming down from Sandy Point and then going over towards Kent Island. Everybody's good there. We can still see the winds up a little bit, but nothing major right now. No restrictions. All the tractor trailers are going across the main span. And then from there into Annapolis, over towards I-97, no complaints. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're clear. Good to go from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, cold, 39. And then tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunny and 32. Light snow is possible on Wednesday. And right now, we're at 32 in Arnold. It is 31 in Stevensville. Kim Klasick live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. I'm just really looking at those six fingers on your
I'm
hand.
I'm looking
there.
At your left hand. Could you hold your left hand up, please?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh. The AI picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In all fairness, folks, as I mentioned this morning on your site, Kim, in all fairness, on her right hand, she only has four fingers. So yeah, it does add off to 10.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I have a new team that's running my social media accounts, and they put together this AI profile, and I was like, wait a minute. And then they thought it was funny. So then they posted it, and they keep posting it, and I had to actually write an email, so thank you.
Yes.
I know, it was ridiculous, but hopefully we'll get all that straightened out. I promise I do not have six fingers on one hand. At 10 o'clock today, we're going to be joined by Kate Sullivan. I know, Sean, you and I talked about this before, about what we plan to do here going into 2026 in the midterm elections. And we know in Frederick, apparently that's going to go into effect where they just allow anybody to vote.
Right.
So we need to see what this looks like, because I think we're getting further away from election integrity, unfortunately, in the state of Maryland.
In the state of Maryland, you're absolutely right about that, especially now that they want inmates to vote.
Yeah.
And it is just amazing. It's very simple to clean this whole thing up with voter ID.
Yeah.
Paper ballots, the whole nine yards, but we're moving in the complete opposite direction.
Yeah. And not only, I was uncomfortable when ingrates got to vote.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is sad, because I understand Democrats are losing right now. And I am going to talk about an interview that Ken Ullman, the chair of the Maryland Dems, an interview that he did. He was pressured on what it looks like, you know, as far as the budget and how you're increasing taxes and fees on everybody in the state of Maryland. And he could not really respond with an answer to it. It was kind of like he just kept going back to the messaging. He said, oh, our messaging isn't great. It's your policies. Of course, if you have terrible policies, you're going to have bad messaging.
Right.
But I think this is their only way around of really keeping power, is if they continue to do this with our election cycle and our elections in general. I don't know what we can do as Marylanders, because we're in the minority here.
Move.
But there's got to be something. Yeah, move. Yeah. Move. Vote with your feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think people in California and New York have asked themselves the same thing now for years, and only seen it to have gotten worse. So
blue states haven't figured this out yet. The people around blue states take a look at the exodus, people from their states to lower tax red states.
Yeah.
They say, gee, I wonder why. If they can't figure it out yet, then we will obviously do the...
Well, it's a vicious cycle, because the more people that leave the state, that leaves the remainder of the state to pay for all these programs and services.
Yeah.
And you'd think common sense would say, well, let's cut that so we can live within our means. And, of course, Maryland's budget has to be balanced constitutionally.
Right.
But
right.
they play games and gimmicks with that as well. So, they just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about all that. And then, of course, the question of the day, which everybody's talking about over the weekend, how do you think Trump is doing? Do you think that he's doing a good job? Right now, the majority of Americans, you know, whether they're Democrats, Independents, or Republicans, they say yes.
I saw his latest approval rating. I think the best poll was 55%.
Yeah.
Most are averaging around 53%, but it's going up every day.
Yeah. And people have to remember, there's a heck of a lot more Democrats than there are Republicans in this country. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. Just crazy.
Thanks,
Kim. Coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. We just have a minute left, and I just briefly wanted to get on this Justin Tucker story. We have seven more massage therapists accusing Ravens kicker Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior and actions. That brings the number to 16. And this allegedly happened between 2012 and 2016. Now, many people say where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's some truth to that, because it's problematic that 16 people would make this kind of allegation against somebody like Justin Tucker. On the other hand of that, they're all anonymous. And I think that, you know, for any of us to treat this seriously, I mean, somebody's got to step forward and put a name to it.
Yeah. Well, I think, like we're saying, since day one, they're all anonymous. When I begin to see names...
It doesn't make it it's not
correct.
True.
It just... You have the right to face your accuser.
That's it.
All right?
You're in our Constitution, guaranteed. Now, he hasn't been charged with anything
yet. No, he's just
yet,
been slimed.
But so it's right. He's being charged in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, the idea somehow is to damage him so much or to get some money out of him. My speculation is all these additional folks are thinking, look, this is just me thinking this, that, you know what, I can get a couple of bucks out of this. Yeah, I did it to me, too, anonymously. Amazing. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies actually team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.